Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I don't have to tell you that it's a very important broadcast that we have lined up today. Obviously, you're fully aware that Barack H. Obama declared a national health emergency Saturday dealing with the H1N1 flu. More than 3 months ago, we broke down the fact that this was the plan all along because there was no other way that they were going to be able to start mass inoculations with the H1N1 injectable vaccine without declaring an emergency because it was not tested. Repeat, it was not tested and it was not approved. It was not tested and it was not approved. And so they can only distribute the vaccine under an emergency. And yes, the executive orders signed by Bush, reauthorized by Obama, authorize mass quarantines, lockdowns of cities, total federalization of the country. Now, does that mean because he has authorized this emergency and regular law is suspended that they are going to have forced inoculations? No, it doesn't mean that. But when they declared level 6 flu pandemic in July, they had really declared it back in April, and we broke that news here in April. That loaded the gun, the martial law firearm that's pointed at our collective heads, was loaded, the magazine was loaded with live rounds. Now, let's image in our minds this whole pandemic martial law grid as a .45 APC handgun. So they loaded the clip and slammed it into the bottom handle of the firearm with the level 6 declaration. With his emergency declaration of Saturday, implementing the first stages of the level 6, the highest level of a health emergency, it is martial law. So they've green-lighted. The Death Star is locked and loaded, ready to fire at the planet Aldrin. The .45 is loaded with the clip. Saturday, he pulled the slide back and let go, chambering a .45 round in the barrel. They have now removed the safety, and the federal government, controlled by the United Nations under level 6 rules, we're under UN control, and that is merging with the drive shaft of every sovereign nation through the federal government. So they're locked, they're loaded, they've got the gun to our head, and the finger is on the trigger for total, complete implementation of martial law. Martial law is in effect right now. That's like when a police officer turns his lights on, if you read the state codes, you are under arrest. You are detained. Now, he may let you go. He may not find something, some excuse. They even arrest you for not having insurance now or not having your seatbelt on. They promised they wouldn't, but they do, unless you're an illegal alien. Then they let you go on record. But that's another parable or analogy or example. So they've turned the lights on and they've pulled us over. The question is, will they try to continue on with their unconstitutional criminal takeover? That is the big $64 million question. We're going to go over all this news, and we're going to open your phones, open the phones up to you specifically on the issue of the flu and the emergency. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 on this Monday, the 26th day of October, 2009. And the websites are InfoWars.com and Prison Planet.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to this Monday, 26th day of October 2009 edition. As you know, the national emergency has been declared. And I got word, I got a call from the office Saturday when I was out in East Texas at a family funeral that this had happened. And so I hurried to a computer and pulled it up, and it was exactly what we knew it was going to be. That's the good news, but it's also the bad news. Folks are asking, are they going to have quarantines? Will the federal government lock down cities and engage in forced inoculations? And the answer is, if they think they can get away with it, that is exactly what the executive order federally that hooks in to the United Nations Level 6 laws states they can do. That does not mean that they are going to do this. Certainly, this is a drill to train everyone to go under federal and international control. Certainly, this is a way of scaring everyone into taking the vaccines that are rotting on the shelves, because over 70% of the American people in national polls Some polls say 71, some say 76, but it's in the mid-70s. 70%+ of the American people, and growing, are saying we're not going to take this shot. In fact, I did a little informal poll in East Texas talking to family, and the majority of them, in fact, I couldn't find anyone who said that they were going to take the flu shot. I talked to my cousin who's been in the Army for 21 years, and he said that he and his men aren't taking it. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say any more. I talked to some other military people that were there, and they said, look, when they come down the line with pills, we just put them in our cheek and then spit them out later. And I was talking to some other people at the larger funeral who were in the military, and they said, look, we're not going to go get into any details with you on this, Alex, but let's just say this. Our commanders don't want us taking it, and so the higher-ups may hear that people are taking the shots, but that's not what's happening, at least with the groups of military people I talk to. And in East Texas, large numbers of the men you talk to are in the military, active duty or in the Guard. And so the good news here is this forced inoculation program of fear-mongering and propaganda is not working. It is falling flat on its face in a big, big way. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to have a major city spokesman from a major U.S. city. I'm going to leave it at that till they join us. Who is out promoting and pushing on TV that everybody needs to get their flu shots. We're going to have a nice little discussion coming up here at the bottom of the hour at 33 after with this individual. Great job to Jaron Nyhart for getting him so quickly. And we're going to have open phones throughout the rest of the radio transmission today. Now, we have Copenhagen, Denmark, global taxation, global regulation news. We're going to be going over. We have the hate speech bill going to Obama's desk, information we need to talk about. We have the continual plunge in the dollar, watching the slow death or the attempted murder of the Republic. Whether they're going to be successful or not is up to you, the listeners of this radio show. Make no mistake, you're the most informed, most involved, most active. You want to know who has a shot at saving this country and our future? Look in the mirror and gut up. And realize you may have never thought of yourself as a hero or a leader, but you're all we got. Just like I don't think of myself as a hero or a leader, but this is all we got. And so we better get through the propaganda, cut through the mind control, break our conditioning, and face up to what we're dealing with. So we're going to go over all that and a lot more today. One of the disgusting little princelings, one of the sons of Queen Elizabeth II, of the ancestral crime family, is out defending banker bonuses and brokerage firm bonuses. Just thoroughly disgusting. We'll be going over the latest record bonuses to the banks that engineered the financial collapse and out of the crisis have stolen tens of trillions of dollars and growing every month. And they're setting up the new planetary dictatorship ruled by them publicly. Meanwhile, I got word this morning that two local radio stations were attacking me, basically saying I'm making up the fact that there's a world government or a world tax or a world carbon tax. I mean, these people are living in complete denial. But more than that, that's what a lot of your media is bought and paid for. Is to pacify you until it's too late. You're like a fat cow they're loading up into a slaughterhouse squeeze chute, about to have its throat slit, and they're there sweet-talking you, baby-talking you, going, psst, 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 it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, Mr. Moo Moo. Everything's going to be fine, and I'm a cow or a bull back in the back of the pen going absolutely wild, trying to ram the sides of the gates, trying to get out of there. But we're not cows, are we? We're sentient, smart, intelligent, involved people with a lot of ingenuity, a lot of intelligence, and firepower. Whether it's the First Amendment or the Second Amendment, we got a lot of firepower. And the founders enshrined free speech and free assembly and the Second Amendment as the last-ditch weapons to defend us from being gang-raped by a bunch of criminals. Now, again, I see all these articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and a lot of them are really good, but they miss the bigger picture of what's really happening here. And so I want to do some full-spectrum analysis of what's really happening with the flu situation today, and I want to go back over the executive order itself. 13,375. Headline, DHS sets guidelines for possible swine flu quarantines. That was the CBS headline from April of this year. And how that dovetails with Canadians wary of swine flu, French news agency, how their own government says it hasn't been properly tested. It hasn't been tested. That's the main reason for the declaration of emergency, so they can give an untested, dangerous vaccine to the public, period. And I thought I'd go more over the president's declaration of national swine flu emergency with the transcript. We'll also go over the propaganda. Doctors urge action after Obama declares H1N1 flu national emergency. They're saying there's not enough. Everyone wants it. And they cut to parents out in the park swinging their children on swings saying, my daughter's one of the few that got it. There's not enough, to create this, what I call the Christmas toy paradigm, where companies have been caught over and over again paying off local news around the country, whatever the new toy is, whether it's a robot toy or a Cabbage Patch doll. There have been many cases of this. It's been well documented. And they'll come out and say, look, people are fighting for the toys. And they'll have five or six women out front, the Toys R Us, going, I want one for my son. I'll pay $700. I don't care if the doll's only $45. And it's the same thing. I'll do anything. I need it. Will there be a black market in the swine flu shot, the H1N1? And they cut to police going, we're guarding it. Don't worry, starting at the end of next week, this is over the weekend, we're going to have sports stadiums ready for you to get your shot. And people are like, I want it, I need it right now. People running out, getting the seasonal flu shot, just thinking it'll, oh, I've got to have it, protect my babies. Meanwhile, I have the Canadian news with major doctors reporting that you have double the chance of getting regular flu or swine flu if you take the vaccine. You heard me right. In fact, I forgot to print that again. It was from like 3 weeks ago. Will you guys print me Canada doctors say, or it's like Canada study. Just try Canada doctors say flu shot doubles chances of swine flu. That'll give it to you. Flu shot doubles chances of swine flu. I know they tried to create me master files of all these stories, but there's a giant stack, no exaggeration, probably 500, 600, 700. It's an entire table of swine flu articles. And then I just start thinking about one, and then I want to read you the headline. I don't want to just say that, because this is even admitted mainstream news that this is happening. So we've got this big city official coming on in about 13, 14 minutes from now. He'll be on with us for one segment, and then it's wide open phones throughout the broadcast. James, William, Doug, Fred, Jonathan, and many others. Your calls are coming up. And I'm going to ask this Dallas official, well, the media is saying there's not any side effects, but I have the FDA.gov's own sheet, and I have the drug inserts for the H1N1 shot, and it's also a live virus in the nasal that they admit is spreading it. And then here are some of the other headlines. Let me give you some of the other headlines. Berlin doctors worried they could have to pay compensation for swine flu jab damage. Deaths from swine flu vaccine reported in Europe. They're now being reported in the U.S. and people being paralyzed like a young, beautiful 26-year-old Washington Redskins cheerleader. She isn't walking now. She's having seizures every 3 or 4 minutes. Meanwhile, you've seen it, I've seen it. No side effects. New York Times. They have programs through health departments telling the children that there's no side effects and that it's a lie. They don't give them the drug insert. No, they give them a lying sheet. So we'll talk about that. But I'm going to take a few calls for this city official, not a public servant, an official, an authority, a boss, a master, a slave keeper, joins us coming up. But we'll take some calls and then continue throughout the broadcast today with your phone calls. Fall of the Republic is exploding across the internet. I want to thank everybody for that.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. Get the T.com. Log on to GetTheT.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheT.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheT.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Online, normal flu jabs double the risk of catching swine flu. The findings from Canada led to some states in the country delaying seasonal flu jab campaigns amid fears the recipients could be more vulnerable to the second surge of the pandemic. Now that's Toronto Star, Mail Online, AFP. But our media told everybody, and Obama said, go out and get the regular shot. It'll help you with the H1N1 when they knew in studies from 2 years ago, yes, that ladies and gentlemen, the flu shot gives you the flu. But it's so outrageous, the average person can't believe it. That's all coming up. Let's go to James in Texas. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you this morning?
Good, sir.
Good to be on the line with you. You woke me up about 2 years ago, and I'm glad to be awake. And I had something happen to me this weekend that I wanted to let you know about. I got pulled over by an officer in Princeton, and he wrote me a ticket for speeding. Not a problem. After I got the ticket, before he walked off, he handed me a little slip of paper, and he said that he was handing it out to everybody. Wanted to let them know that there was a new law that if you had been convicted of a misdemeanor, a domestic violence offense, that you are no longer able to possess, purchase, or own a firearm, arm, or ammo.
Yes, and it doesn't matter if the Supreme Court ruled in a Texas case, the national federal Supreme Court ruled that that's unconstitutional, and they don't care, and now they're going to expand it to other misdemeanors, and they have bills in the federal house in D.C. stating that the attorney general can just ban anyone secretly from owning a firearm. No judge, no jury, no nothing. They have another bill, no fly, no buy, that's similar.
And also one final note.
But see, notice the police are becoming anti-gun police with little messages about your Second Amendment. You need to scan that in, and you need to email us that. Go ahead, Jonathan. I mean, James.
One more thing. I've never heard anyone mention this, but I've noticed for the past couple years now, they're stringing big strands of cable up and down the highways, not just in Texas, but in the surrounding states as well, or concrete blocks so that you're unable to make a U-turn. And I just really feel like they're getting ready to clamp this thing down.
They're going to make all the major roads. This is official Texas documents, been in the Dallas Morning News. 8,000 plus miles are going to be toll roads. So take I-37 from San Antonio to Corpus Christi and the beach, and to Port Aransas, huge destination for millions of Texans and others every year. Almost the entire way down there, they have put metal poles with cable down the middle so you can't exit, and they admit that's to train people that they can't turn around, and it's also for lockdowns during emergencies, but it's training you for the toll roads.
Alex, I'm a pastor, and I'm having the hardest time waking up my fellow pastors and get out of this left-right paradigm. I was in it for years. I was for the Iraq War. Got to studying about the economy 2 years ago and came across you, and I've been woken up, and I just cannot get the pastors to wake up. They're caught up in this right-wing neocon propaganda, and I'm just praying that they wake up and snap out of it.
We have a broken spirit in this country. We've lost our fighting spirit. I was talking to family in Freestone County, and I was sitting there at one of my family's members' coffee tables visiting, and he said, look at this. And he handed me the property tax through a new school tax on top of property tax under a new law they passed a few years ago in Texas, and it had the Senate bill number on it. I meant to get a copy of it but forgot. And it's his property tax went up ninefold. He was saying, look, my property tax has gone up fivefold. And my dad was sitting there, and he said, let me see that. And he goes, no, do the math. Do the math, Pat. Pat's his name. He said, this is a nine-fold increase. A nine-fold increase. And normally people would go take over the city council, take over the county commissioners, and they would not allow that. Back when my grandfather was the county tax assessor, he was loved by everybody because he made sure that basically, nobody had to even really pay taxes. That's what they wanted, was to have a tiny government. Well, that's not the way it is anymore in Freestone County. Nine-fold property tax on top of the property tax. It's a school tax, and it's a little bitty schools, and they claim it's for some of the roads. They are absolutely raping everyone everywhere, and I appreciate your call, James. It is just incredible. But it's what do you expect when the media is on the news saying there's no flu side effects when the insert says there are side effects? I mean, they're going for broke. If you're going to tell 100 lies, why not tell a million? Why not lie about everything? We have a rogue criminal government, period. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, and, of course, the Internet. We have the Dallas County Department of Health and Human Services Office of Public Information Director, Zachary Thompson, on the line with us. I was watching Dallas television this weekend and saw him on the news giving reports about Dallasites, my hometown, concerned about there not being enough of the vaccine. All of this, of course, on the heels of President Barack Obama's announcement that it is an emergency. Sir, what does this mean by emergency? People are asking what this declared national emergency means.
Well, I think it's good that the president put together a national emergency. I think that is really focused on hospitals and the possible surge in patients that hospitals can see. So this declaration really focused more on hospitals and the impact of additional patients who may come in due to H1N1. My overall concern is enough vaccine in our community, Dallas County, North Texas, of course, Texas, and throughout the nation. We have to have the vaccine in place now, specifically for the uninsured, those who don't have a medical home. The concern is that we could see increased deaths. We could see, of course, additional outbreaks in our community. But right now, we're only operating with limited supply of the vaccine. So the real issue is vaccine availability. the federal government had promised that we would have vaccine available by the 1st of October. They did that. No one just told us it was going to be in such a small amount. So the real issue to date is that we do need the vaccine. We're concerned that we may get large shipments of the vaccine on the back end. Back, and what you can still use it in November. You can still use it in December. But one of the things that we want to push is getting the vaccine in place now. Get our American public vaccinated before Thanksgiving so we can really deal with the issues of outbreaks of H1N1 throughout Texas, throughout the United States. So that's the real bottom line. The national emergency is great. That's going to open up various issues. I believe in Texas and most of our hospital emergency rooms in Texas, we've already been operating in terms of emergencies. If you looked at what you've seen even in Austin, Dallas, and Harris County, you've seen where your hospitals have basically set up tents outside their hospitals to deal with screening people out who were sick.
Well, you're the director of one of the biggest health departments in the nation, so perhaps you can give us the numbers. I see different statistics in the national media, but the regular flu kills around 36,000 people a year, if I'm correct. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct. Yeah.
And this flu has killed how many?
Well, locally, we've had 11 deaths in Dallas County. And then in terms of just Texas and throughout the nation, you saw a significant amount of deaths. So the concern is that here in Dallas County, we've had 11 deaths, predominantly among teenage kids, children, and that's a concern. So our concern nationally is that it has been a staggering number of deaths, and the concern is how much deaths are we going to see associated with H1N1. We have to begin to get the vaccine out there to vaccinate our community to prevent future deaths. We don't know what the number may be in terms of H1N1. What? We clearly know about seasonal flu because we've been dealing with this for years, but this is a new virus. And what impact it's going to have, we don't know, but we do know you got to get the vaccine out there.
Sure, Mr. Thompson, my concern is the number we've got is around 5,000
right.
deaths, and I understand that the season's just now getting into full swing, but many experts and many headlines I read state that it looks like this flu isn't as deadly as the regular swine. That the swine flu isn't as deadly as the regular seasonal flu. So what is all the fear about? What is the big concern? What are the feds and other experts telling you the reason for so much concern is?
Well, you're right. That's a national number. I think no one is telling us. We're just basing it on the fact of the deaths we've seen here locally, and we realize the impact H1N1 is having on our community in Dallas County. This is not about a fear factor. Let me be real clear. This is about the fact that you have to put yourself in the place of a mother whose child has died from H1N1 or a child whose parent has died from H1N1. And you got to personalize it from the standpoint that this has been a deadly virus. We don't know what the number may get up to. We're seeing fluctuations throughout the United States. Basically, you see high number of cases in some parts of the United States, low numbers in other parts of the United States. Clearly, no one knows what to expect. But the preparation, we've asked for two things. One, prevention tips. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. Stay at home when you're sick. But the key ingredient is in the vaccine. We don't know what the death toll may be if we continue without the vaccine. That's the real key right there. So I won't get into the debate whether or not this is any more different than seasonal flu. I'm just saying you've had people who have died from H1N1 related.
No, I understand. Yeah. Mr. Thompson, the director of the Dallas County Department of Health and Human Services Office of Public Information, the issue here is we see these reports out of New York and out of Boston where they attempted to make medical workers and nurses take the shots. They've now lost in court. Dallas County isn't attempting to make medical workers take it, are they, or what's the policy there?
No, and I think the question really on the table is whether or not, in terms of offering it to your public health workers, first responders, that opportunity to take the vaccine. So I don't know how what's going on in those other states. We're saying that we make it available to first responders, to our public health care workers, and give them that option since they're going to be the ones on the front line when we open up these.
So they're not being pressured. They're not being pressured in Dallas County to take it then.
No, I'm not. I'm not aware of anybody being pressured in Dallas County. We're not. We make it available for public health workers and first responders, basically because they will be on the front lines of responding to the setup and administering doing a vaccination.
Yes, sir. When did Dallas County start giving the nasal vaccine?
About 2 weeks ago. We received 700 doses of the nasal spray vaccine about 2 weeks ago.
Have you read the mainstream media reports that it's actually a live attenuated virus and that it can actually mutate or spread the H1N1 itself?
Right. Everyone is aware of that, yes. I think the key is, if you read the CDC guidelines, is that only healthy people can take the nasal spray. So if you really got to make sure that the nasal spray was made available to healthy individuals in Dallas County. And then the injectable, which came in almost a week or week and a half later, that's made available to the general public.
Sir, what are the public schools doing? Because we see different headlines in the state of Texas and outside the state where their county health departments and city health departments are adding it to the list of mandatory vaccines for school children, the regular seasonal and the H1N1. And then I have parents, and that's why we appreciate you coming on, because you are an authority on this, an expert, because you're there over a large county and actually know what the facts are. What is the real policy in the public schools?
Well, I'm not aware of a policy in the Texas school district that requires anyone to take the flu shot or the H1N1 vaccine. The recommendations are on vaccinations, the normal vaccines that are required for school, which are the basic varicella, tetanus, MMR. I've not read anywhere what anyone has been mandated in the Texas school district, but I can't speak for all Texas schools in Dallas County. That's not been a requirement, so I don't know where that information may have come from. There is quite a confusion because of the back-to-school immunizations, and a lot of parents didn't get their kids in before the September 1 deadline. That the state issued a one-month extension until October 1st for individuals to get their families in, get their children in, to get their immunizations updated.
And is the regular seasonal flu on that list?
No, it's not on. It's not on the list.
Is Gardasil still on the list?
No, I'm not aware of Gardasil being on that list, no.
Well, you remember Rick Perry last year saying girls had to take it, and he was instructing the health departments to implement that?
Yeah, but it's not on a requirement for back to school, no.
Okay. Again, we're talking to the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Public Information, Dallas County Director Zachary Thompson. Sir, I saw a story out in the Statesman a few weeks ago, and I've seen him in Oregon. I've seen him in New York State as well. Perhaps you can enlighten us on this subject. And that deals with fact sheets being given out to the parents of children, to the children in the independent school districts around the country, explaining the basics about the vaccine and clearing up some of the misunderstandings. Is Dallas County issuing any type of fact sheets like that?
Well, I think anyone that takes the vaccine or come in to get their children administered the vaccine has to review that information and make a decision whether or not they want their children to receive the vaccine. And
are they signing forms? Are people signing waiver forms when they take the H1N1?
Well, I think you sign a form after acknowledging that you've been given education about it and that you're willing to have your child immunized. It's your choice whether or not you want your kids to be vaccinated.
I understand.
Right, right.
Well, I want to give you the last word in a moment, but I did want to bring this up to you because I'm sure you're a very nice, intelligent, informed person who genuinely cares about the community. Our issue is we've seen copies of what's being given out in Travis County here in Austin. We've seen copies of it in Oregon. And the New York Times has a public school program in New York State, but also in other states, that states there is no mercury in the shots, that states there is no connection to Guillain-Barré syndrome or other neurological disorders within 6 weeks of receiving it. But I happen to have the actual inserts, not the fact sheets, but the inserts, and the FDA.gov Norvitis Vaccine Diagnostics Limited report that actually comes to the medical workers and doctors with it. And it states that this is an experimental vaccine that has a lot of side effects. A, were you aware of that? And B, is the information you're giving to parents of school children when they come in to get the shots. Does the information in Dallas County have that information in it?
I believe it does. We just got the vaccine in. We have not administered it to any kids, but I'll take a look at it and be more informed about whether or not that is the case. I think I want to clear up one thing, is that the option is there, whether or not a parent wants their kid to take the vaccine. Clearly, there's due diligence in terms of that. So it's not mandatory. It is optional. So the issues that you bring up are one that all parents should consider regarding whether or not they want your child to take the vaccine.
Do you have children, Mr. Thompson?
Yes, I do.
Are you vaccinating your children?
Well, my child happens to be 25, so he can make that decision himself.
But, okay, have you taken the flu shot?
The seasonal flu, yes.
Because it's been in the news that the German government, for its military and higher-ups, is giving an additive free vaccine to government officials. And I wanted to just, because, again, you reach tens of thousands, well, potentially millions of people. What is it, 6-7 million people in Dallas County, sir?
No, about 2.3 million in Dallas County. Harris County has about 3 million plus, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just thinking of all the suburbs. Total in the Metroplex is 7
Dallas
million.
Dallas County, 2.3 million.
Okay, so you reached all these millions of people. I wanted to read to you a Toronto Star and Mail Online headline. Normal flu jab doubles the risk of catching swine bug. The findings from Canada led to some states in the country delaying seasonal flu jab campaigns amid fears the recipients could be more vulnerable to a second surge of the pandemic. Were you made aware of this?
No, I'm not. I'll be glad to take a look at that. Yeah, have your producer send me that information. Be glad to look at it.
Sure. In fact, if people want to contact the Dallas County Health Department or send you email, sir, what's the best general email to do that?
Well, they can go to our website at dallascounty.org and click on Dallas. Dallas County Health and Human Service, and it has our email address on there, and they can contact me. It has my email address on there and contact me directly. Okay.
All right. Well, I know you've got a
view. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Good job to the producers getting him on. I was going to get into next quarantine training because under executive order 13375, let me give that to you again. Don't believe a word I say. Go look at the executive order for yourself. You can go to thewhitehouse.gov, type in executive order 13375, and read it for yourself. And it talks about locking down cities, forced inoculations, massive fines, and prison time if you refuse the shots. Now, Obama, with his declaration of a national emergency under this executive order, has implemented these powers. That does not repeat. Does not mean they're going to carry them out. But they have loaded the firearm. They have pulled the slide back. They have loaded a round into the chamber. They've taken the safety off. And they have this unconstitutional weapon at our head. Oh, they can claim they have executive orders. They can claim the UN has passed laws under level 6 that the president has signed executive orders that follow it. The president's following the orders of the UN. But the Congress could pass laws today saying we all have to go dig ditches for the government. By the way, they have executive orders that say that. It doesn't mean you have to follow those orders. It is criminal. It is abhorrent to everything free in this nation. So that is some of what's coming up today. But I do want to point out to listeners that the reason I had the Dallas County Health Department head on, one of the most populous counties. I guess he's not counting Dallas inside of the county. So I guess it's 2.5 million or 2.3, whatever he said, in the county that's outside the city. But my point is that health department in that county is over 6 million people. At least last time I read the newspaper. The issue here is that I wanted to have a health department head on him. And if we can get him on, we'll have more on. Maybe we can get the San Francisco Health Department head on. Maybe we can get the Houston Health Department head on. Maybe the New York Health Department head on. So you can hear from them that you don't have to take the shot. So you can hear from them that they know it's got dangerous side effects. So you can hear from them that you need to sign a form when you do take the shot or your children take it, that you're fully aware of what's in it. Because most mainstream media lies and says there is no mercury. It cannot cause neurological disorders, brain disorders. It cannot kill you. It cannot sterilize you. It does not have any type of additives in it. It's wonderful. It's good. There's nothing wrong. And that's in the fact sheets we've seen from all over the nation. And I'd like to see what's in that Dallas fact sheet. Dallas the city or Dallas the county? Because I got a sneaking suspicion it doesn't say that. But maybe Dallas County's different than other counties around the nation of the thousands and thousands of counties that are in this country. There are hundreds, I forget how many, 100 and something. Maybe I should search engine the term, how many counties in Texas? Okay, we're going to come back and take phone calls. I do want to encourage listeners to be part of the Second American Revolution. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and you can do that. When you get the DVD, Follow the Republic at Infowars.com and make copies of it. The power of you, the people, taking action is irresistible. It will bring down the tyranny if you decide to unchain yourself and take action. Infowars.com, or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll give you the number on the other side.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
No, it's not about fear-mongering with the Dallas County Health Department head. It's about babies dying. But, sir, this flu, statistically for this time of year, is killing less than a third of the normal amount that would be dead from seasonal flu, and the regular flu shot more than doubles your chances of getting H1N1. Well, that's fine, but babies have died. But, sir, the shot has all these bad side effects, but babies have died. And then every time I read papers around the country when they talk about flu deaths, do it for yourself. They will say in the article that it was a baby on a ventilator who had holes in their heart, or it was a 75-year-old heart patient who had diabetes and it had both their legs amputated who died from it. I haven't seen but a handful of cases because they parade those through the media like they're cause celebrities, and they are cause celebs to scare everybody. The few healthy people. One teenager died in Minneapolis, and Ted Anderson said it was all over the news for a week about how they died and how they were healthy and how they went to the hospital and died, and on and on and on. Meanwhile, the media is trying to sweep under the rug how many people are dying from the H1N1 nasal, how many people are dying from bad reactions. All over the world, these reports are coming in confirmed. So we're going to break down what the emergency really means today and take your phone calls. Again, I want to encourage listeners, this is the time. Fall of the Republic is exploding. People are making copies of the DVDs. They're downloading the high-quality DivX at PrisonPlanet.tv and burning it to CD that plays in most new DVD players. Folks are taking action. I want to commend you. Toll-free number to call, toll-free to order the film on DVD, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be going to your calls here. In fact, we'll go to your calls right now. Let's go to William in Connecticut. William, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I'd just like to report I came upon an article about a month ago about the fusion centers that they have tracking us on the Internet.
Yes, they have the CIA tracking centers tied into local police departments, totally not even federalizing, internationalizing. This is a private corporate Merck takeover. And they're tracking everything. No more Fourth Amendment, just complete criminality.
Yes, they arrested someone apparently for having a Green Party, being in the Green Party for in his background. And I just like to warn people that not real terrorists are at large, but Green Party people are at large.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It came out in the United States about a month ago in mainstream news, and it came out in British news today. Paul Watson wrote a story about it at PrisonPlanet.com, how mainline demonstrators, mainline political activists are being spied on. Citizens who complain at the school boards in England have high-tech surveillance of their phones, their houses, their cars, they're followed. The secret police networks are going wild. And in the United States and England, they list in these internal documents that you are a terrorist if you're politically involved. Now, they mean for this to leak. They want to intimidate everyone into just going home, shutting up, watching the television, letting the criminals take over and raise the taxes and take our children and regulate our lives and make us their slaves and steal all the money for banker bailout. And so they're announcing, yeah, we're watching you. Yeah, it's criminal to protest. It's criminal if you're a libertarian or conservative or gun owner. Yeah, veterans are the number one threat to America. This is your so-called Pentagon and Northcom. They are enemies of the country. They are engaged in high treason, period.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering or own a Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-7000. 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecolablue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the 8 after. Reverend Ted Pike will join us for one segment, so we can regroup and focus on trying to get the states to not be completely federalized under the hate crimes bill. We're going to continue with Barack Obama declaring a national emergency. Under the national emergency, they can lock down cities, have quarantines, and force inoculations. But because 70%+ of the public are saying no to the shots, it looks like it's going to be hard for them to go all the way with this declaration of emergency. Let's go to Jonathan in Vermont and Brian in Montreal. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Nice talking to you. Hey, great work you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
A little surprised. I'm way up here in northern Vermont, and I'm not too worried about, for myself, the whatever threat. I'm more concerned for my friends and family around cities during this a national emergency health, what is it?
Yes, and the same emergencies are being declared all over the world. England, Germany, Canada, you were all under a level 6 as of almost 4 months ago. But what they did was, first they declared the level 6 privately. We got internal state of Texas health department documents. I'll just leave it at that. And we posted them. People didn't believe they were real. Then it came out, we had been under level 6. So we're already under a UN martial law directive. Now they're just announcing it on a national basis to train, to drill, to practice taking over cities and counties under federal/UN control, to see what the public will accept for future staged pandemics, where they may even release some deadly pathogen. We also know the flu shots, both regular seasonal and H1N1, are hurting people. You just heard the head of the Dallas Health Department, Dallas County, admit that the nasal was live, did mutate, can spread, and can hurt people. I mean, but then you watch the national news, Fox, CNN, you name it, there's nothing about that, and they say it's a conspiracy theory. So they're targeting the dumbed-down public that believes anything and everything they're told. They know a large portion of us are awake now. It's our job, being awake, being informed, knowing how dangerous this is, to reach out and warn our friends, our family, our neighbors, our community. We have a responsibility to do it. We know they're engaged in fraud. We know they're lying. Now, the question is, what do we do about it? We're being tested right now with a trial balloon. If we give into this and go along with the quarantines and control, they will expand it in subsequent operations. But we're doing a pretty good job. I'd give us A- right now for fighting this and getting the word out. This is kind of blowing up in their face. They're admitting that they produce tens of millions of the shots. Most people won't take it. So now they're trying the artificial scarcity game of, we don't have enough. Everyone wants it. Newscasts all over the country I've seen are, everybody needs it. Everybody's lining up. Everyone's fighting for it. They show parents saying, I sure want it. But I guarantee you, they got to go through 10, 15 people to find the one idiot. So they're trying to create the hype, the illusion that this is the latest Cabbage Patch doll that everybody's got to have.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
So what would we need to do in order to get the at least a mainstream news source to report on the fact that there is actually mercury in the vaccine? Because I have the insert. I have friends who are in the healthcare field, and someone got me one of those inserts. Long thing. It's full.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, and I appreciate your call. I was listening to National NPR on XM driving in this morning, and the first open line segment was how the Earth is going to die if we don't chemtrail and terraform and geoengineer the planet. And the next phone call was about how everybody needs the flu shot. You call in.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors have confirmed, you just heard the head of the Dallas County Health Department admit as well, that the live H1N1 nasal flu that hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Americans, they claimed millions, are going to take it. Millions of dosages have gone out, that it is live H1N1. It breeds in the nasal passage. It can give you serious side effects or give you the flu, and that it can even kill you. But they don't care. They've now given it to all these people around the nation. They're now breeding it in the 9 to 12-day incubation period. They're now sneezing it out on everyone. And then right on time, Obama declares the emergency so that they can try to now fearmonger everyone into taking an untried vaccine. And we're confirming reports. We're going to cover this after Ted Pike leaves us and take your calls, that school children around the country are being given the H1N1 nasal flu vaccine without their parents' consent. They're just lining it up, giving it to them. So the health departments say one thing, but in control of the schools, they do another. We are also simulcasting the last 2 hours and 51 minutes today at PrisonPlanet.tv. The radio show is simulcasting via television in live living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's one headline. Young child with asthma given flu mist H1N1 vaccine at school against parents' wishes. That is coming up. Joining us is Reverend Ted Pike. No one has fought against the takeover that we are dealing with the attack on free speech like truthtellers.org and Reverend Ted Pike. The Cyberbullying Act is a separate issue we have to deal with. It hasn't passed yet and is in trouble. For decades, they've tried to pass the hate crime legislation that, most importantly, federalizes local police and turns them officially into commissars. We have their training videos, their training manuals. We've shown them here on air. We show a lot of it in Fall of the Republic, my new film that we just released last Wednesday. And in there, they state that gun owners, conservatives, anti-Federal Reserve people, that this is hate speech, that this is criminal, and that if you hurt someone's feelings, you can be charged. If someone ever commits a crime and says you influenced them, even if you didn't call for violence, you are liable. And this is in both the bills. We've got the expert on to talk about this. Obama swore that he wouldn't sign the defense appropriations if it had the $100 billion for fighter engines. Now, last Friday, he said, I've always sworn I would sign it. Just like Schwarzenegger said he would not sign the bill to make you thumbprint and register to buy ammo, then he did sign it. They normally do the opposite. So I'm predicting he's going to sign it. But I don't want to have a fatalistic attitude. I'm just stating what I believe is going to happen. We should call the White House. We should email them. He said hundreds of times he would veto the bill, but he wants that Hate Crimes Act. So to tell us what's in there and how we can fight it, Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend?
Yes. This hate crimes bill will destroy three amendments to the Constitution. The 14th Amendment, it'll exalt particularly homosexuals, Jews, Latinos, so on, above the rest of the population. It'll also destroy the 10th Amendment, which gives states rights to enforce hate crimes laws locally without government intervention. This makes a seamless unity between federal enforcement and local law enforcement, which, of course, is the very definition of a police state. And then finally, it will eventually destroy the First Amendment, because the real momentum of this legislation is to establish a bias-oriented justice system in America, running parallel with our traditional English law. And once the cases come through the courts, they'll be turned over to federal judges and judges throughout the justice system, which will make law from the bench. They will not only protect homosexuals from physical violence, they'll broaden that to include verbal violence against them, which of course means quoting from the Bible. So this is the descent now. If Obama signs it on Wednesday, which he's scheduled Wednesday to consider the Defense Appropriations Bill and the hate bill attached, if he signs both of them, then we are heading the way of Canada.
And this ends equal protection under the law, and a video that you posted from C-SPAN went viral on the web, hundreds of thousands of views, of Attorney General Holdren and others.
Absolutely. Holder flat out stated in the Senate Judiciary hearing this spring that there is no equal protection for most Americans under the hate crimes law. It's only for specially protected groups who are viewed as victims of white Christian heterosexual persecution over the centuries.
Reverend Ted Pike is our guest. Reverend, when you talk about Canada or England or Germany, where first they pass a law saying you can't deny the Holocaust, and then once they've done that, they say you can't criticize the EU, you can't criticize French, can't criticize British produce. People have been arrested for that. Then Robin Page, BBC, non-political host of One Man and His Dog, a rural affairs show where he travels to small towns to show the local culture, he gave a speech, and we had him on the show, and this was the headline in the BBC, Robin Page arrested for saying the word homosexual. Doesn't matter if the word homosexual is like heterosexual, a scientific term. They said, well, the groups found it was hurtful that he said rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. He was arrested. And again, we had him on the radio show here. We see pastors being fined and arrested in Canada. The groups pushing this admit what their plan is, a complete end of the First Amendment.
Absolutely. There's no checks and balances whatever in this legislation. It's wide open, and there are many groups who want to get on the hate crimes bandwagon. Certainly the Muslims have gotten on board. Even pedophiles, bestiality advocates, things like that are just waiting to come under the special protection of so-called sexual orientation under this legislation. Now, what's really important right now is we have a couple more days here in which we can bombard President Obama to keep his many promises. This spring and early summer, he and Secretary Gates flat out warned the Congress repeatedly that if they added on an extra $100 billion of pork, military pork, which means thousands of F-35, unnecessary F-35 jet engines on this hate bill, they would see to it that this hate bill is, the hate bill and arms bill are both vetoed. That's exactly what Congress delivered to the president last Thursday. Now, the president has said repeatedly he wants the hate crimes bill, he will sign it, and so on, but there is an implied condition there that this package meets his terms of stripping off excessive pork and being amenable to what he thinks is a practical defense bill considering the realities of present warfare. He has criticized this legislation, this authorization bill. He says it harks back to the 1980s. It's outdated. It's designed for warfare with Russia on the plains of the Soviet Union and so on. He has a lot of complaints with this legislation. What we need to do right now is get those emails going into the White House, letting him know in no uncertain terms that we're not going to stand for him moving us into a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada. And I just have several suggested messages which I need to have people send in immediately. In fact, do it at the next station break, because this is a national emergency such as we have never seen before in the history of our republic. What I'd like you to do is to go to whitehouse.gov/contact. That's whitehouse.gov/contact. And just cut and paste in these several messages. Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying hate crimes bill. Again, Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying hate crimes bill. And then the next message I'd like you to send is this. Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines. Again, a little slower. Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines.
Okay, Pastor, in the time we have left, and we'll have you back up again in the next week in the aftermath of whichever way this goes, shouldn't we also get on the offensive now to start running people for Congress and start beating the drum now for the repeal of it in less than a year and a half when there is a new Congress and undoubtedly Obama is going to probably lose control? Because Republicans will act like they're against this, but if we don't make a big deal out of it now while it's still on the front burner, it won't be as big an issue once they have a new freshman class in there. Don't we need to go ahead and also start hoping for the best but preparing for the worst and moving for the repeal of this First Amendment attacking situation that also gets rid of equal protection under the law, as the Attorney General Holder admits?
I think we're going to know the answer to that in about 3 days, Alex. What we need to do now is concentrate our firepower in literally thousands, if not tens of thousands, of emails coming in, and they will be electronically counted. They'll give a strong recorded.
Okay, WhiteHouse.gov/comments.
Contact.
contacts.
That's whitehouse.gov/contact. And if people would like to get this information, just come to truthtellers.org. We have it all there on the action page.
All right. Pastor Ted Pike, thank you so much. You fought the good fight. Hopefully we can beat this. Take care.
Thank you, Alex.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500, according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights 7 must-own stocks, including a stock with 6-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
We're going to continue to take your phone calls throughout the radio broadcast today. I haven't even begun to break down what's happening with Obama's national emergency with the flu. That was declared back in May, quietly under UN Level 6. The treaties signed between the nation states and the UN were implemented then. This is a formality a formality of treason by the acting chair of the UN Security Council, Barack H. Obama. Let's go to your phone calls. Brian in Montreal, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Just mention two things to you. The first thing, you're absolutely right about the media cover-up. Last night at 11 o'clock at night on CTV News, they start the report by saying that they took a poll and 51% of Canadians refused the shot. So you're absolutely right that we've done a fantastic job.
Yeah, the other polls, that's a low one, and then that's Canada. In the U.S., it's as high as 76%.
Yeah, and in the news report, they made sure, like they talked to one person that said that they weren't going to get the flu shot, but that's all they gave the guy the time to say, you understand? And then they shut him right up, and they don't talk about why he refuses to get the shot. And it was the same thing over the weekend on CBC Radio. They opened up a clinic at the Côte Vertu Shopping Center, and plenty of doctors were talking about it and nurses, but when the reporter was asking people on the street how many people were going to get the vaccination, over 75% of them said they were not sure because they had to investigate it more because they had heard things. So we've been doing a bang-up job of informing.
And let me guess, they didn't show the doctors and nurses, the majority of which in Canada, in the United States, they're refusing to take it. Let me guess, the doctors and nurses they showed said they love it and we all need to get it.
Oh, yes. It's 100% propaganda up here. It's a pure salesmanship. We have nothing to fear. Actually, the only thing people have to fear is people like us spreading the truth because supposedly we're fear-mongering. The other thing I wanted to mention is I do a show on 12160 called Northern Front on Tuesday nights. And about 2 weeks ago, I talked with a woman who's taking a microbiology nursing course at the University of Sherbrooke. She refused to give me an interview, and she doesn't want me to publicize her name or anything, but the information she gave me was that in her class, they were all instructed that they're not allowed to talk to anybody about the H1N1 for fear that it will damage their current or future career.
Yeah, no. Listen, I appreciate your call. That's going on everywhere, Brian, this intimidation. We've had countless doctors and nurses on the radio show who've called in. We have shown countless news articles where nurses and doctors from Texas to New York to California have been ordered to take it or they'll lose their job. Meanwhile, we have health department heads on from major cities, and they say nobody has to take this. Well, then why in New York did the nurses have to sue to stop forced inoculation? Why are they suing in Massachusetts? They are attempting under the radar to force this. Coming up in the next segment, we have news articles where children are being given it, even though their parents said no in the public schools. And I've had massive calls from parents saying their children came home and said they were injected, or they came home and they were given the flu mist without asking. You call the school and they say, oh, your son or daughter is imagining things. In fact, if I said no phone calls, but parents that this has happened to, we could take call after call after call. We've done this on five or six shows, or maybe more. You've heard those shows. And some parents give their name, they give the school, we call the school, we confirm it. This is going on, but now we have newscasts saying this. Now we have the reports confirming it. Let's jam in one more. Tyler in California. Tyler, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
My aunt called me Saturday morning, and she's like thanking me for warning her about the flu and how it's going to damage you. And she said that our local hospital was having free swine flu vaccinations. And there's two streets, Hawthorne Boulevard and Prospect, just thousands of cars waiting at this public hospital. And so I hear that news and I write a fluscam.com on the poster and run over there, try to get behind the cones to like the next cars going into the parking lot. And one of the guys in the blue shirt, he's all, hey, get out of here. The cop's coming over here right now to tase you. Get out. So I walk to the sidewalk and then they tell me get off the property. And that's public property. So I cross the cone, and from across the street, I'm just walking this sign, fluscam.com, at these cars, these clueless people. And I come across this one lady. She's all, oh, so you're not going to do it? And I'm like, no, it's going to damage your immune system. Don't do it. And she's all, oh, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it. are you a conservative? She asked me, and I go, no, it doesn't matter anymore. It's just population
Sir,
control.
What you did is beautiful, but YouTube it. Shoot video of it so tens of thousands can see it. In fact, we'll talk about solutions when we come back. Key info coming up. You don't want to miss this information. I'm going to break it all down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecolablue.com today.
For radio listeners, you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and go to the Flu Information Archive. All the articles I'm about to cover and more are posted there. Do not believe a word I say. Verify everything for yourself so you'll know that we're telling you the truth. Here are just some of the headlines. Berlin doctors worried they could have to pay compensation for swine flu jab damage. By the way, it's been all over the German news that their military and their government officials get a swine flu shot that does not have any of the additives or mercury in it, and it's not a live flu virus in it. Young child with asthma given flu mist H1N1 vaccine at school against parents' wishes. We have the newscast on that. That's coming up in a few minutes. DHS sets guidelines for possible swine flu quarantines. This is from April 28th of this year. Under Executive Order 13375, lockdown of cities, mass quarantines, forced inoculations. Read the executive order for yourself. That is what Obama is implementing with this national emergency. That does not mean they'll actually carry this out. but they've loaded the gun. They've chambered around with martial law. Will they pull the trigger? Your response is being studied to see if you'll go along with this. The good news is over 70% of Americans in major polls, over 60% of doctors and medical workers and nurses all over the news are saying no. They tried to make it mandatory in New York. They sued the medical workers and doctors did and got that defeated. So this is an attempt by the establishment to forcibly inject us, and the people worldwide are saying no. For anyone that is doubting what's happening, you can go to any Walgreens or major pharmacy, Walmart, you name it, and ask not for their information sheet. They're all printing up these fake sheets that say there's no bad reactions, no problems, there's no mercury. The New York Times has a public school program nationwide. We've covered this at PrisonPlanet.com, where they say, oh, we're exposing the myths. It can't give you Guillain-Barré neurological disorders. It can't sterilize you. It doesn't have mercury. It can't give you cancer. When the inserts, and here's a shot of it for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, there it is from the H1N1 vaccine handout, mercury. And it goes on. You can go to FDA.gov, FDA.gov, FDA, the letter F, the letter D, the letter A, .gov, and read the five major injectable flu vaccines and the one nasal spray vaccine. They're all the same, except the nasal spray says it can mutate it and breed it even faster in the nasal cavity and can kill you, maim you, or allow you to spread it. This is from Norvitus Vaccine Diagnostics Limited, September 2009, Influenza A, H1N1 2009 vaccine insert. On the first page, Guillain-Barré syndrome has occurred within 6 weeks of recipient of this influenza vaccine. That's page one. Page two. It goes on to talk about that it is not safe for pregnant women, nursing mothers, and children less than 4 years of age. Antibody responses to the seasonal influenza vaccine manufactured by Norvitus were lower in the geriatric population than younger subjects. Warnings and precautions. That's in the glossary, section 5 through 5. 5.4, adverse reaction, 6.1 through 6.3, drug interaction, 7.1 through 7.2. You need to go read this for yourself. Warnings and precautions. Altered immunocompetence can mess up your immune system. 5.1. And it goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into the other news, but if you don't go and read this for yourself, where it admits it can cause an autoimmune disorder, that it can sterilize you or reduce your fertility, can do both, that it can give you fatigue, asthma, facial edema. This is saying, it goes, ladies and gentlemen, this is like 50 pages long here. I can't read all this here on air. It just goes on and on and on, the nightmare that this can cause, okay? Now, when you see CNN and Fox and the New York Times, newspapers, TV, telling you it doesn't have mercury, telling you it's a conspiracy theory, and local radio was doing this to me this morning. I'm not even going to say their names and give them attention. They're saying I'm a liar. This is how America operates today. They think you're idiots. They think you're fools. They think it's cute to pull all this on everyone. Here's another report with links to the Denver News Channel, Associated Press, and the actual government and university studies. Headline, doctors concerned flu miss vaccine could spread live H1N1 virus. Last hour, I had Dallas County Department of Health and Human Services Office of Public Information, Zachary Thomas, director of the health department for Dallas County, on, and he admitted that the nasal can breed the H1N1, can hurt you, can make you sick, and can really hurt people that are already sick. So this is all there. He also admitted that the regular flu shot they're starting to give, the normal injectable H1N1, has all these serious effects, that you should read it and that they have you sign a waiver form when you take it. There's no denial about this. Here's another one. Normal flu jabs double the risk of catching swine bug. The Mail newspaper. It's also in the Toronto Star. The findings from Canada led to some states in the country delaying seasonal flu jab campaigns amid fears the recipients could be more vulnerable to seasonal surge of the pandemic. Continuing here. It goes on and on and on. Reports confirming that there are a lot less cases of H1N1 compared to the regular seasonal flu at this time of year, and that it's not that dangerous of a virus, and most people dying are dying from complications of diabetes, heart disease, cancer, the list goes on and on, or extremely elderly. Meanwhile, President Obama doesn't care. He has declared his civil emergency so they can give an untested, unproven, this is untested, they admit, experimental, highly dangerous H1N1 nasal and injectable flu vaccines. We're getting reports all over the country of school teachers, children, doctors, medical workers, Washington Redskins cheerleader, said Dallas Cowboys for some reason, getting paralyzed from it. And the doctors said to her, and we play the news clips here, that yes, the flu vaccine did this. And the Food and Drug Administration said, that's okay. That's an acceptable loss to have that. Here's a headline that breaks it all down. Deaths from swine flu vaccine reported in Europe. Now, all of that said, we need to take action on this situation. And we had an earlier caller who talked about how he went out with simple flyers. There's a lot of great sites that have the basic boil downs, fluscam.com, Natural News, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We have the basic fact sheets, the real fact sheets with links to government reports and their own admissions. Because they cover their butt. In the fine print, it says it can sterilize you, kill you, give you cancer, give you autoimmune diseases, kill you deader than a hammer, give you the flu, make you more than double susceptible to the regular flu. Or to H1N1. We just went over that. But to the public, they hand out in public schools fake sheets saying, oh, we're getting rid of the rumors. There's no mercury. It can't make you sick. We have a responsibility to stand up against this fraud and to speak out against this fraud and to say no to this fraud and to print up your own fact sheets off of documents you read and see, or go get the other fact sheets that are out there and to put them on telephone poles, to go and give them to friends and family, to go and paper your entire neighborhood, go and put them on people's front door steps. That's your right under the First Amendment. Don't let anybody tell you you don't have that right. They've been running newscasts trying to demonize our listeners, putting up fact sheets about flu all over the country, especially up in Temple. They've had three news reports I've seen without even looking with TV attacking the folks that are putting these up. Carry a video camera. If you don't know how to put something up on YouTube, a 10-year-old child can figure it out now. It's very simple. Use YouTube. It's the biggest. It's the battleground. They have more video views every day than all of their video sites and file sharing combined. Video it. Upload police coming over saying, in America, you can't stand off the public school or city hall or sports stadium parking lot where they're doing the mass inoculations. When the police come over, say, my First Amendment right, officer, please don't violate my First Amendment. If they get in your face, I would recommend you go ahead and leave. You go upload it to YouTube. You email it to the police chief. You go a day later and file a complaint and file a lawsuit for them violating your First Amendment. If you don't leave, they will taser you, billy club you, and maybe even kill you. They're on power trips. They've been taught they're God. They've been taught there's no First Amendment. Even though you're trying to save them and their lives, most police, if someone above them in authority, like a city official, tells them, get those people off the sidewalk out there. And when you submit, first they'll push you to the sidewalk. Then they'll push you across the street. Then when people come over to get your literature, they'll push you off of that. Remember 2 years ago in one of the major counties in Baltimore, Maryland, was it Prince George County? We had one of the state attorneys on who was on CNN saying everyone must take the shot. It's the law. Over 2,000 children and their parents showed up at the courthouse. They were police dogs. This is on CNN. Riot police. We've had guests on who were there. The police told them you can't even stand off the property giving people flyers or talking to them. They would use police dogs to threaten them. This was on the news. We want even more depth here on air. And when I had him on, I said, do you vaccinate your children? He laughed and said, no. He had school-age children. And I said, it's not the law to take the shot. He goes, no. Inside the courthouse on one table, we did have the waiver file, the waiver sheets. But then I talked to people that were there. They never told them about it, never told them they were on a table. And there were people on the news, predominantly black, crying, saying, I don't trust the shot, but they told me I'm going to be arrested if I don't take this. That, ladies and gentlemen, is criminal and un-American and wrong. And this is a test to see if we'll put up with this. Now, separate from that, I've seen story after story after story after story. I lost count, but I know it's more than 20, probably 30 or 40. I see so many of these, I don't even cover them most of the time when a new one comes across my desk the last 6 months with all this fear-mongering, where they tell parents that, no, we didn't inject your child, or we didn't give them a flu mist, or we didn't give them a vaccine, the seasonal shot, or now the H1N1. And then it even makes it in the newspaper that, oh, there's a controversy. The school says the children are lying, even though they'll have whole groups of children saying it in elementary, middle school, and high school. Here is a news piece out of right here in the United States where this indeed did happen, and the school admits it, but says they screwed up. No, they're lining your children up without your authorization and doing this to them. And that's what the executive order states. So they're testing to see what they can get away with. Here it is.
Has a lot of questions tonight after he says his son was given the H1N1 vaccination at school without his permission. The child got the vaccination from Montgomery County health officials at Camargo Elementary School. But his dad says the child has other health issues that make this vaccination potentially dangerous. Sherelle Roberts talked with the upset father and school officials for tonight's top story.
School officials say that it was a mix-up, a case of mistaken identity that caused a 7-year-old student to receive the H1N1 vaccine, despite the fact that his parents said he wasn't supposed to. And now the young man's parents are upset. They want authorities to revisit their procedures and possibly change them to make sure this doesn't happen to another child.
I picked him up from school, and he said he'd been to the nurse's station, and he got medicine sprayed in his nose. And we didn't give him consent to do so.
So Matthew Angel called his son's school's nurse's station and discovered his son had been given the flu mist vaccination for H1N1.
They said, we're sorry, we got the wrong kid by mistake.
The flu mist was supposed to go to another child who had a similar name to Jacob Wages.
Sorry hardly fixes it, though. A school is supposed to be a safe place.
But the flu mist was not given by a school official. A Montgomery County Health Department nurse was running a vaccination clinic at the school and administered it. We contacted the health department looking for an explanation, and they said that the incident is under investigation. But this dad says an investigation might not protect his asthmatic and naturally sickly child from falling ill because of the mistake.
A little cold can lead to a big thing for him. If he runs a temperature, you know, it's not 100.1, it's 105.
He and his wife hope the health department's procedures in schools will be changed so this doesn't happen again.
And the doctor's excuses and whatnot, I would suggest calling a parent and double checking, you know, instead of just a written consent. How about verbal?
And when we spoke to the school superintendent, he says to the best of his knowledge, he's never known any of the health department workers who come to the schools to run clinics to ever have made a mistake.
Oh, we never known of them to make a mistake. And of course, there are several issues here. But first off, we need to remember the government, the criminal group that runs this nation, has been caught more than 20,000 times. That's the numbers that we have in Endgame. You can read hundreds of those cases at whatistheendgame.com, the bibliography for the film. We don't just make these claims of giving people syphilis, letting them die of it, radiating foster children, testing pesticides on foster children, spraying towns with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals. Government does this over and over and over again. They test on us, mainly to see if they can get groups of doctors and nurses that can be promoted into the whole eugenics system, who they know will carry out secret testing, in many cases with lethal substances, on the population. There's another big facet to all of this. All over the nation, they tell people it's mandatory to take the flu shot, to take the Gardasil shot. That's on record. You heard the health department head of Dallas County sidestepping that one. They don't ask people if they have asthma. They don't ask them if they have autoimmune problems. They don't ask them if they have diabetes. They don't ask them if they have heart trouble. Because you're not supposed to take these shots. Their own inserts from CDC.gov say it. But they never tell you that. So that's a whole nother issue. It goes on and on. It is a giant, outrageous, criminal fraud that we are dealing with. Your phone calls, blitzing through your phone calls on the other side of this quick break. And then I will continue next hour getting into what this emergency really means. But we've got to get out there, reach out to the people, and say no to this vaccine.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
That's right. You can rely on this radio broadcast. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And when we occasionally make a small error or mistake, we are the first to come and tell you. The difference between us and the mainstream media is we're trying to tell the truth. We're trying to get at the heart of the matter. We're going to Morgan, Laura, George, John, Steve, and others. Please have your question or comment ready quickly because I want to get to the next person. Continual open phones in the final 2 hours straight ahead and a ton of other news on the economy, on the wars, on the police state, on the dollar that we haven't even gotten to yet. But here's a point I've been meaning to make. Several points. The solution is looking at you in the mirror. And I know you know that, but have you really consciously taken that information and then begun to take action? I haven't been on Access TV in Austin in over a year, where I started out 14 years ago, because I don't have the personnel or the staff or the time to dump this live/radio TV show onto digital hard drive. They take it on hard drive now, to go down there, fill out a few red tape forms and put my show on. Someone should volunteer in Austin. Multiple people should, to go down there and get my show back on air. Or go do your own show. The federal government in 2 years is shutting down the mandate for Access TV. Access TV is being shut down everywhere already in many areas. But we've got 2 years to use it while it's still there and to fight to keep it locally. And there's some chance we can keep it. That's a whole nother fight. You can go on Austin Access TV during primetime and conservatively reach more than 10,000 people. They've gotten numbers before from the cable company. You can get 2,000 or 3,000 viewers in the noontime hour on channel 10 or 11 or 16. You can reach, in the aggregate, hundreds of thousands of people a year who have cable in Austin and surrounding communities that have Time Warner Cable. And there's Access TV all over the country. And a lot of you have taken my films and my material and put it on. We need more people to do it. We need more people to start newsletters and websites and radio talk shows and to go to county commissioners and city council or to get together with your church and to go down with the inserts from the flu vaccine that it can brain damage you or kill you and doesn't even protect you from the H1N1. They admit, or that Gardasil's killing people in mass. I mean, it's simple. Start knocking on doors. Start speaking out at the cash register at the grocery store. Start stopping in traffic at red lights and rolling down the window. I'll be driving into the studio some days, and I'll roll the window down, and I'll say, you know, I'm on the radio. You can hear me in Austin on 590 AM, 1330 out of Taylor. You can hear me on 90.1. I mean, I roll down my window because I see a family with people next to me. I roll it down. I go, hey, in 45 minutes, I'm going to be on this channel warning you about the flu. Or telling you what's happening with the economy. And you better believe they're going to tune in. They're like, man, somebody actually talked to me. I mean, it's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take action and stand up and get involved. And speaking of that, somewhere around here I follow the Republic. Well, look, I just want this film to be seen by people. I want folks to know who the bankers are. I want the population to be aware of who's done this to them. They're in their own documents and their own statements at Davos admitting they've engineered the global crisis to bring in a world government. They're about to pass the carbon tax in the Senate in the next 3 to 4 weeks. They're about to have the Copenhagen, Denmark meeting where they admit our national laws being passed to merge with that. Follow the Republic. And no one's going to see this if you don't get it on DVD at Infowars.com and make copies of it. Or if you don't download it at PrisonPlanet.tv and get it to everybody you know. This film is the best work we've ever done. One documentary that explains it all. And it's done very stylish fashion. It's slickly done. People will watch it. People want to know why they're losing their standard of living. Give them this video. Get it today. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie.
that covers even the food they want you to eat? Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, wide open phones, interspersed with news blitz for the next 2 hours, financial news, you name it. So much is happening. Everything's coming together. The global carbon tax, the Copenhagen-Denmark meeting, the civil emergency with the flu. We're breaking it all down. Children being given it without their parents' consent, confirmed all over the nation. The government is completely rogue and criminal. Morgan in Montana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I didn't really call specifically about the H1N1 flu, but I do have a six-week baby boy, and I'm really scared. I'm not sure what to do. There's like about 12 different vaccines, and you got this H1N1 pandemic.
Sir, it's not a pandemic. It's only a pandemic on paper. They did a regional pandemic, meaning the virus was worldwide, so they changed the rule. Normally, it was millions of people sick. Now, there's a virus. Well, there's millions of different viruses out there. You do what you want, Morgan, but I've got 3 children, and none of them have ever had any vaccine put in their body. And I just read to you the inserts from the vaccine, how it can give you cancer, sterilize you, give you autoimmune disease, and has mercury in it.
Following it since that, you know, about a year now, and listening to you and kind of verifying some things. And you know, I went into the follow-up appointment with the doctor, and boy, they are just a huge vaccine proponents. And you know, I talked about mercury, and we don't use the mercury anymore because everybody stopped, you know, objected to it, and we use aluminum now. And not sure what specific.
Excuse me, they told you there's not mercury in the shots?
In some of them, yeah.
Well, let me stop you. About 5 years ago, right at 5 years ago, the feds put out regulations that vaccine makers should make lots available that don't have squalene or mercury or other things. But you can read for yourself, always read the insert. It's all bad, sir. They grow it in animal tissue. I have top scientist after top scientist reporting that there's live cancer viruses in every major vaccine. Even if they grow vaccine on egg yolks, the original seed vaccine was grown in tissue. Dead baby retinas, for some reason it grows great in that. Caterpillar eggs, for some reason grows great in that. And monkey kidneys, for some reason, grows great in that. Now, that's what you got being injected in you.
I hear you, man. It's, you know, you got, well, you got the health departments and the media, and you got doctors scared. You know, do you want your child getting polio? And, like, what are the chances of that happening?
I mean, number one, sir, don't believe me. Just Google polio vaccine gives people polio, and you'll get AP, Reuters. I showed it again last week where all over the world the villagers run because they have miscarriages or die after they're given different shots, tetanus, polio, you name it. And, I mean, pull it up. Polio vaccine causes polio. And you'll have mainstream news. Oh, it's weaponized. It's particularly deadly. The United Nations, sir, is a eugenics group. Have you gone to prisonplanet.com? Just search engine the term. Go to startpage.com or Google or whatever and type in eco-science and read the book. I mean, it's online, the textbook. We've scanned it in. Others have scanned it in. This is what the White House science czar wrote about how they want to kill you.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to you for over a year now. I'm very familiar with your site, and I've been following these things.
Well, sir, I mean, what are you arguing with your wife about it?
Well, you know, it's not arguing, but she thinks I'm being nuts.
Well,
you know,
you make the decision for yourself, but the government has been caught killing foster children with chemical, biological, and radiological weapons on record. Do you trust anything they say?
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with your phone calls today, Laura in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Laura.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm with the Educators of Liberty, and we've been watching your films and our movie discussion. We have a movie showing and discussion, and we got the movie Fall of the Republic from your Prison Planet forums, and we'll be watching the rest of that this Thursday. And we've been huge fan of yours. We've been listening to you for years. And we really just want to get this corruption exposed and get people awake to what's going on. And I've just been active, handing out the material to firefighters, school officials, everyone, because my kids, I have three kids in school, and they got waivers. And I have a flyer, The Truth About the Flu Shot, and it has a lot of good information, what you can do as far as to keep you from, you know, to get this information out to people and to keep them from force vaccinating you. It has the website oathkeepers.org, drtenpenny.com. It lists the information about what's in the regular flu shot as far as the avian virus, thimerosal, formaldehyde.
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue. They put H1N1 in the regular flu shot. See, everything you're told is a fraud, but you can pull up mainstream news articles, but only here or there, or read the insert to learn that. There's so many bad things in there that I even forget. I hadn't mentioned that today. I'm glad you reminded me.
Not a problem. I just want to make sure parents know that they shouldn't be getting their kids vaccinated with this stuff, because it's very toxic and it can hurt them very badly.
But the bigger question is, why is the government and the media lying and pushing it? Who are these people? And the answer is an eco-science. They want us sterilized. They want us dead. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to George in Indiana. George, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I got one quick comment for that boy with the baby and then a two-part quick question. Look, mercury and aluminum both interact with each other. You can't even walk on an airline with a thermometer. They'll arrest you. I mean, they painted the airlines and Germany with the mercury at night, so the aluminum would break down and they'd fall apart in the sky. You don't want that in your body. Here's the two-part question real quick, Alex. Since Obama's declared a national emergency, does that suspend Congress or the Constitution?
Potentially it could. Now, again, they have engaged the executive orders and they have engaged United Nations Pandemic Rule 6. And Congress is suspended if the bankers threaten martial law if they don't do what they're told for the banker bailout. Congress is suspended when President Bush signed PDD 51 telling Congress they're no longer involved in an emergency and that the White House is in total control. Obama didn't rescind that. But even if a ten-horned dictator, just because Hitler said he could arrest whoever he wanted, just because Hitler said he was God, didn't make it so. But yes, under the emergency powers, the continuum of powers, total tyranny being here, Obama has gotten to about right here. He hasn't gone all the way. On a scale of 1 to 10, the country's under about a level 6.5 tyranny right now. But we're moving further down the rat hole. I mean, sir, they're putting regular Army and Marines in fusion centers and police departments around the country. It's a slow, incremental red dawn, George.
Well,
and they're testing us because they know incremental takeover is hard to counter. Go ahead.
Well, what scares me then is the Copenhagen Treaty. If Congress is suspended, then he doesn't have to bring it in front of Congress. If he accepts the treaty, then we're in.
And how do they do that? He's not going to announce that Congress is vestigial. If Congress will pass a government takeover of health care, then they'll let it have authority in that one respect, in that one avenue, in that one sequestered, compartmentalized area. If they'll pass a hate crime law restricting free speech, then Congress and their authority will be followed by the National Security Council. But what you said is so important. Just because Reagan left UNESCO, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization that controls the curriculum in our schools, our environmental policies, and everything else under the sun, when Reagan got us out of that, the EPA, the FDA, the Bureau of Land Management, the Forestry Service, the Department of Energy, the Department of Education, they all continued to follow it. And I've had former top officials from all these agencies on to talk about how they just continued following the UN rules, even though they couldn't get the Congress or even the president in that case to go along with it. And so it's the same thing. They're already implementing carbon taxes at the state, county, city, school board level. They're already putting taxes on people's houses and taxes on people's power and taxes on people's produce and taxes on television sets and taxes on toilets and taxes on water. They're already putting in all these environmental rules under Agenda 21. The UN writes up these global rules. They then come in through the federal bureaucracies of the nation states, and they then hold back federal grants and federal money if the states don't implement. So when Congress doesn't get in line with the out-of-control executive and the out-of-control corporations, they simply implement it through the bureaucracy and through the states. I appreciate your call. Let's continue on with more calls here today. Let's go ahead and talk to John in California. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm an active duty U.S. Marine sergeant, served three tours in Iraq. I get out of the Marine Corps in about another month and a half. Just wanted to say, first of all, thank you very much. Just started listening to you about a month ago, and I was absolutely shocked because I was raised in a very, respect the government. My dad's an ex-cop, and, I've served 8 years in the Marine Corps. And as a matter of fact, we had a guy that was just court-martialed, a good friend of mine, about a week and a half ago I went to NCO school with, and was court-martialed under treason and kicked out because he was a listener of your show, and he was starting to go around and talk to people in my unit and put this information out there. And, I mean, it was the fastest court-martial I've ever seen. I've been in 8 years, seen a lot of court-martials, and, it happened real quick. He was gone in about a week and a half. And,
was that in the news anywhere?
No. This was, I'm stationed in California, and, it was done real quick. Most of the people in my unit didn't.
Have you heard about the Marines running checkpoints with the chips?
We've actually done some training to do that ourselves, with my unit. I'm getting out, fortunately. I have about a month left, per Marine Corps policy, actually.
So they said let's go back into that in a moment, and of course, that was the state police announced it. It's been in the newspapers. For people that don't know, Marine Corps checkpoints for drunk drivers. You're not for drunks, are you? Again, setting the precedent with something that sounds reasonable. But let's expand. And then, of course, Marines at the shooting in Alabama illegally, and the list goes on and on. What did he get? You said court-martialed for treason. What was he saying? We've got to follow our oath. What was he doing?
Against DOD policy, what he did, because there's DOD policy in place that very clearly states active duty military cannot speak ill of leadership to include the president. And honestly, per DOD policy, I'm not even supposed to be talking to you right now, but I kind of just gave up on that whole thing because it's ridiculous. And he was court-martialed under it. I got a copy of it because I have a friend of mine that works the legal section, and I got a copy of it. It was under treasonous acts or seditious acts, and it's covered under the Uniform Code of Military Justice and so on and so forth. And he was court-martialed for it, and there was a lot of people in my battalion that were very upset with that, but, I mean, we had, there was really no recourse. He had put out he was just going around talking about it. He was writing some letters, this kind of thing, going, hey, here's what's really going on. And
so he was doing this out in the open. Look, the same thing happened in Germany in 1936 and 7 and 38 and 39 and 40 and 41 and 42. And in the end, the tyrants were punished. But when the government openly hands you over to foreign banks, when they openly begin abolishing the Bill of Rights and Constitution, read their oath. The oath is above the policy of the DOD. But I remember when Colonel Stephen Butler spoke out and said, I don't know what's going on here, but we trained hijackers at the Defense Language School, and these guys were government agents. So Bush at least let this happen. Muhammad Atta was here. They began the court-martial on him until he said he would shut up, and they dropped it. That was the head of the school. I mean, you got hijackers, you're training as spies. 3 months later, you see them on the national news as Al-Qaeda attacking you, and you're not supposed to talk about it. You're supposed to let the buildings get blown up. You're supposed to turn your guns in. You're supposed to let the UN run everything. I'm so sad to hear that this happened to your friend.
Well, he went back to his home state, and he was like, whatever, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. I said, hey, man, good good on you.
So they didn't put him in prison for the treason of speaking out against treason. They just kicked him out.
Yeah, he was kicked out on his discharge papers. It was dishonorable discharge for treason for speaking out basically against the president, who we, you know, have to see, you know, commander in chief, all that. But regardless of all
but
that,
you know, his commander is. His commander is the Congress. That's why we haven't declared war since World War II. The Congress is supposed to declare the war and give the orders to the president. He then executes. He executes. But now they've made it where he is the boss, just like in Germany. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. That's all right. But I did want you to know I got your copy of Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception, all that. I very quietly had a lot of guys in my platoon watching it. I mean, they were shocked, and I sent it to my family. I'm still trying to get my dad on board. He's a retired police officer, and he's real, you know, there's no way the government's doing this. It's ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. So I've been trying to get
him on
board.
Stay there. Don't hang up, John. I want to talk to you more. This is a perfect microcosm, because I'm sure your father is a great person, and he's got a rude awakening.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
They raged against the crowd, another ragtag band.
They railed against the crowd, another ragtag band, declaring
independence. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down
in a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty. For their descendants. Thanks to the renegades. Steve Voss. We're going to go back to John here in a moment. More of your calls. I wanted to read the former head of the Treasury Department, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' article today, Are You Ready for the Next Crisis? Evidence that the U.S. is a failed state is piling up faster than I can record it. One conclusive hallmark of a failed state is that crooks are inside the government using government to protect and to advance their private interest. Another conclusive hallmark is rising income inequity as the insiders manipulate economic policy for their enrichment at the expense of everyone else. The bankers are in charge. Forget if you're in the military criticizing Obama. Do not do it. You're not supposed to do that if you're in the military. But they try to say, don't criticize his policies. And that is your right as a citizen to criticize what the government's doing. And there's nothing more patriotic. And this was taught for 200 years. But in the last 30 or 40 years, it's been taught you don't criticize the government. You do whatever it says. It's the boss. It's the officials. They're the authorities. We're the servants. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Army and Marine Corps are doing gun confiscation drills coast to coast, confirmed in mainstream news, that's treason. That's a banana republic. And we'd better hope we reach the military and police before it's too late. But going back to John, you talk about your father, a retired police officer, saying, I just can't believe the government would do that. What is he talking about? Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton, all the lies, all the banks getting record bonuses when they've stolen tens of trillions, saying it was for mortgages. And then the next day after they passed it, October 3rd, October 4th, they say we're not going to use it for mortgages now.
Yeah, and you know, and I've put all the information out there. I've begged him to watch Fall of the Republic and all this. He's a policeman for 32 years, retired. I mean, he very, very honorable career, very honorable man. It's just, you know, I don't know if
he associates himself with the government. So because he's good, the government must be good, and that's what the Germans did.
Yeah, and you know, and I myself as a government employee, as a part of the U.S. Marine Corps, you know, it took me the last couple months to start really realizing what you were saying. And as soon as I did, I went, Jesus, I mean, my God, what is going on? And I really started looking at it. I didn't believe you at first. I went and verified everything that you were saying, got on the White House's website, all that stuff. And I just went, my God, this guy's correct. And I just want you to know, I mean, I'm a member of Oath Keepers, you know, all that stuff. I put the word out to my guys, and please don't get the impression, I don't want you guys to think that, you know, just because, you know, we're standing here in uniform, as uniformed Marines, you know, there's a whole other thing going on here. We swore an oath. I've been sworn in twice, in 8 years, and the oath that I took said all enemies, foreign and domestic. So
let me ask you this question while we have you, John, and we appreciate you, and we think everybody in the uniform are good, not bad. It's the leadership that's been taken over by foreign offshore banks. Thomas Barnett is a war college professor, and he brags how our military works for offshore banks and Wall Street. And they clearly want to use the military against the people. It was wrong in Waco. It's wrong today. And there's nothing wrong with you saying you're going to follow your oath. But at the same time, we need good men and women in the military, and we don't need you to get in trouble. So be sure and, you know, watch your P's and Q's there. But at the same time, you mentioned that you are aware of training to run checkpoints with the police. Tell us about that.
Once again, I'm not going to put out any unit information or anything like that.
No, that's fine. Don't.
Operational security, but we have military police that work very closely with Department of Homeland Security, with Border Patrol, also with out here in California, also with the California Highway Patrol. They roll out on accidents. They roll out on shooting calls in conjunction. As a matter of fact, military police recently in the Marine Corps, as well as across the branches of service, have started to, they've contracted, and I'm not sure the name of the company, they've contracted with a civilian agency, because you go on through any of the access points on Camp Pendleton now, and this is, I found this is Marine Corps-wide, as well as Navy. Throughout the Navy, they're getting rid of the military police, and they're going to a civilianized gate guards. The guys that patrol through Camp Pendleton as part of the military police are...
Hold on, do two more minutes with us, and we're going to go to other calls. But specifically, though, did you hear about them going off the base, running checkpoints with police? Totally illegal. We'll be right back. Stay there, John.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
When I say foreign offshore corporations are overthrowing the United States, they are. They set up a police state. They're using the military and police domestically. They're putting regular Army and Marines in police departments. It's in the newspaper. But it's being very quietly announced. And you notice the training with John, we're going back to him. He said, well, I don't want to give up any of our operational procedures. See, we shouldn't be having discussions about operational procedures with the American people as if we're the enemies. And I'm not saying John's saying that, but that's what that term signifies. I remember when we interviewed the Alice police chief in South Texas on the coast. We interviewed Thomas Sanchez, the head of emergency management in Kingsville County, down in Kingsville, down by the King Ranch. I interviewed the city manager in Kingsville. I interviewed the San Antonio police chief and others, and they were 50-50 split. Thomas Sanchez had been in Army intelligence in Vietnam. The Army came to him and said, we want to covertly lease buildings in your town. This is 1999. And we want to blow them up. And he said, are you kidding? In the middle of the town of more than 10,000 people next to Casa Ricarda Nursing Home? No. And they said, it's national security. And they went above him to the city manager and the county commissioners and got it done. They practiced taking over the Corpus Christi courthouse. This was in the news. Unannounced, though. And dozens of black helicopters come in, Delta Force, Night Stalkers, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, piloting them. Sanchez tried to say no. Chief of Police San Antonio tried to say no. They came to his office with bags of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, saying, work with us, you can have this money. He'd been in the Army. He said, this is illegal. This is bribery. Get out of here. They went and paid off other city officials, and it happened. And that made the Associated Press. The word bribes is in there. Now, I'm no genius. We're going to you in a moment, John, so stay there. I want to talk to you. But I'd studied enough history and read enough military history books, because I found them very informative when I was a teenager and in college, to know that when you've got covert black ops making black bag payments to city leaders, and then you find out they went ahead and admitted to Sanchez, oh, yeah, this is for martial law drills under presidential decision directives. I went to San Antonio. They went ahead and did the drill. And we had military police, this was in WorldNet Daily, come up and confiscate our videotape. Mike Hansen started arguing with them. One of them pulled a sidearm out and said, don't resist me. Now, that is America. I'm not the enemy. I'm not Al Qaeda. Now, I've been to urban warfare drills all over the country since then. We've had, this is in Police State 2000, in Hebron, Maryland, the police chief let the Marines train to take over the city. They had Boy Scouts in white T-shirts riding around in a gun confiscation drill, quote, fighting American militia. That was 1998. What happened in February of this year in Arcadia, Iowa? It was in the local paper. The sergeant saying, yeah, we're doing a drill. We're a gun dealer selling guns illegally here in the town. And we go door to door and ask you to let us search your home and search your cupboards for illegal weapons. Now, that's to acclimate the police, the military, and the locals. There's New York Times. Scouts train to fight terrorists and more. Second paragraph of the article states they're training to take on disgruntled veterans who won't turn their guns in. Read the stinking article. Now, mid-level officers aren't told all of this, but this is what the training is for. Now, I'm going to go back to John. John, whenever I talked to the police chief of Alice, he was a former DEA agent, he said, yes, there were foreign troops in the town in the drill, but I'm not at liberty to give you operational procedure for security reasons. See, the foreign Czech Republic troops, we found out, they could train in America terrorizing people, and under NLE 09, they now admit it's to use foreign military in America. That's FEMA.gov. They can train to do that, but we are the enemy, so we can't know. And I always could report to you we were the enemy, but now we have the DHS report. Now we have the Homeland Security report that we broke that was given to us by law enforcement, federal and state, state troopers and then feds. We can now talk about this because it's now mainstream media in everyone's face. And we now know it is veterans, gun owners, conservatives, people that want us out of the UN. We the people, Declaration of Independence, we the people that are defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence are saying no to the end of our liberty, the end of our freedom. And if that isn't what our military is for, to defend the Republic, what is it for? But John, closing comments on that, and I do want to ask you, you said rolling out with police. Is that rolling out off base? Because it's been in the news in California, Marines do go off base and aid the police. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Our military police handles a large section of the Interstate 5 freeway that runs parallel to Camp Pendleton, and military police does tons of training every year with state and local agencies, San Diego PD, all that stuff, LAPD. So you know, it is being done. It's just never really reported. So it's under, you know, federal agreement with these agencies. But like I also said, and we have tons of foreign military all over Camp Pendleton all the time. You know, we get the Koreans that do regular training down there. I've personally trained with some foreign military units, who I won't name, but, as part of some of our urban warfare stuff that we do.
And that's one thing if it's for offshore use, but they're more and more admitting, like when I went to urban warfare drill in 99 in Oakland, California, the Marines there admitted, including Colonel Love, that this could be foreign use or domestic use, and they had foreign troops with them there. And I just want to expand on that and point out, do the Marines in your unit, are they aware this is a conditioning process to be deployed on a wider and wider field in the U.S.? I mean, do they ask why at the Kentucky Derby, regular Army run out on the field with sidearms to run security?
Not as much as you would hope. I've been trying to put out as quietly as possible, put the word out to the people in my unit that I have the most direct contact with as a leadership position as much as I can. And a lot of them are starting to go, my God, we had no idea. And looking at this, and I really wanted to thank you again for putting out your video, Follow the Republic, because that's what I've been using, and I put it out to as many people as I can quietly, on the active duty side, and, got nothing but positive feedback. They all said, hey, if you talk to this guy, tell him thank you very much, you know, and we are going to uphold, there's many of us who are, we're going to sit here and uphold the Constitution that we swore to defend, that we swore an oath, that I swore an oath that, twice, because I re-enlisted, and, you know, that's what we're here to do. You know, and if that crazy order comes down, I know people right now that are saying there's no way I'm going to start rounding people up. You know, I mean, I know guys that have 4 or 5 years left to serve, and they're going...
Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news. That's not going to happen because you're there, and that's why the globalists are so angry. That's why they're creating a new domestic military force just as big and just as strong as our military being set up by the Department of Education and by the FBI, filled with big city corruption types. Are you guys aware of that going on?
Very slightly. I've heard very, very limited information in my unit in reference to upcoming operational stuff, working interagency with other elements of federal government, things like that.
Yeah, it's totally illegal, and we've had Judge Advocate General after Judge Advocate General on to explain. The media says Posse Comitatus is gone. It is not gone. They've just blown big criminal holes in it. And we can't just sit here and say no, because they're going to then bring in the illegal aliens, the foreigners, the criminals. I know the Marine Corps doesn't have too many, but the Army does, and replace the good men and women with them. But thank God there are good people in the military right now. But you were saying when I cut you off that they're saying if that order comes down for gun confiscation, you're not going along with it.
Yeah, most of the guys that I work with on my side are all we're all gun owners. I mean, I'm gun owner. You know, we all have served time in either Iraq or Afghanistan. I did 2 years in Iraq on the ground. And, you know, at some point you have to draw the line. At some point you have to say, you know, this is insane. We're not doing this. This is not America. This is not what we swore to do in our oath of allegiance.
Well, exactly. And the next time they try to court martial somebody, if half of the unit stood up and then more stood up, they would back off. And that's happened a bunch of times. But they love to take one person and try to destroy them. But that individual who they court-martialed for saying he wouldn't violate the Constitution, he's a hero. He's like somebody saying no to Hitler, no to Stalin, no to Mao. But again, it's not Obama. He's just a front man, an actor reading a teleprompter. It's the offshore banks engaged in treason. That is who you're criticizing. And I just commend you, John, and I want to thank you and the good men and women in the Marine Corps. We know you're the salt of the earth. We know even 2 years ago, 70%+ of all military contributions didn't go to John McCain, didn't go to any of the Democratic candidates, didn't go to Barack Obama. They went to Congressman Ron Paul. And so the government knows that the military, by and large, is awake and are good people. And if you would have said yes to all this treason, you would have been promoted. And if you haven't seen 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, it's free all over the internet. You get the DVD at Infowars.com. You need to get that film, and it's 2.5 hours long, but about 2 hours in, there is a Marine Corps captain who has since retired and did quite well with a computer company in Austin. I'll just leave it at that. And he saw an Army checkpoint in Kyle, Texas on I-35. He called me, showed me documents, photos, everything. In 1988 and 89, he was kicking in doors in Norfolk, Virginia with a police jacket on as an active duty Marine on gun dealers' homes and businesses. So, sir, there's a huge secret operation going on that's decades old that transcends presidents. And they're trying to figure out how to make the military evil. They're trying to figure out how to train you to do this. And the good news is you failed. You failed the test. You're not evil. And so they are mad. Even though they have Jack Bauer, the hero who tortures innocent people to get answers on 24. Even though they try to brainwash you, you have withstood the brainwashing. And so that's why the globalists can sit here and rob us and do all these bad things, but they can't get the full power thanks to you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, and I know you need to go to the callers. I do appreciate it, though, and just remember also, I mean, I listen to you daily as much as I can, and I really wish you were on XM because that's what I have in my vehicle. But
they only have us on Saturdays.
Okay, well, I just want to make the last point that, you know, just remember that there are lots of us. There are probably more than you know. Active duty military, not just the Marine Corps, the Army, you know, throughout the branches of service that, you know, we're not going to stand for this. And as an old platoon sergeant I used to have years ago said, we're not going to go quietly into the night. So.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you very much, Alex, and keep doing what you do. It's really getting out there. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, John. Well, in closing, I'm going to go to break and come back with more calls for the final hour. In closing, I want to say this. So many great men and women have gone and been shot and wounded and killed and dismembered for the idea of America. Some of the wars were just, some of them were unjust, but they believed they were doing good. They had courage. They had honor. And men and women want to be honorable, and they want to be good, and they want to stand up for good. But the social engineers know how to paint evil as if it's good and good as if it's evil. And by degrees, they corrupt you and twist you and acclimate you and sell you on doing unconstitutional things. But I do want to say to the military and police and everybody listening to the sound of my voice, this is your last chance. This is America's last stand. Open world government is publicly been trumpeted, run by private banks, taxing, regulating every facet of our lives. The school children, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts are openly being recruited as spies. Public school children are being recruited. Every form of tyranny. If you had a checklist of 100 things that mean tyranny, every one of them has been checked. I've never seen this much preparation for tyranny. I've never seen this much due diligence and time spent setting up a corrupt system. They know America's a big target to bring down with wealth and freedom and a spoiled population that believes it deserves all this stuff. We are decadent. And they know it's not going to be easy, but they mean business. And the final phases of the operation are being green lighted. And we are now inside the New World Order. So for anybody out there that ever wanted to have a chance to really fight tyranny, and for anybody who ever wanted to stand up for their nation, there's no doubt this is a just war. There is no doubt that we're facing corruption. There is no doubt that it is growing exponentially. There is no doubt we've got a hellish road we got to go down. But gutting up, getting focused, getting serious, and getting your mind straight is the number one thing that can counter it. The Pentagon will tell you, 90% of a war is psychological today. You are under attack. There is a war on for your mind. 90% of war is psychological. We have a population that's ready to be awakened right now. We have a population that wants to be awakened and know something's wrong, but don't have the answers. I'm going to ask you, the listeners, to redouble your efforts like you never have before. Believe me, I'm redoubling my efforts. Sometimes my job's tough, but I know I got to do it because my family's worth it. And I have produced a tool, a weapon. It is a weapon that can save the Republic. But 99% of it is you getting the DVD at Infowars.com, buying the blank DVDs or CDs, making the copies, and giving it to people. And telling them, you want to know why America's falling apart? You want to know who the offshore banks are, what the master plan is? This is the film. Obama Deception is still the number one hottest political film in the country online. We want to make this number one and then some. Fall of the Republic, available at Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Please call 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And your purchase of the DVD makes this operation possible, and I want to thank you all for your support. Get it out there.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes, your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age.
I ended up having that guest on for about 30 minutes, that caller. I know we have loaded phones. I'm going to continue going through your calls. But when we get an important call like that, it's important to spend time with them. You just heard the Marine, but you don't have to believe he's a Marine or not. We have the state police press release, how the regular Marine Corps goes out and runs checkpoints searching U.S. citizens. It's illegal. And we should stand behind the Marines and help them say no. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Then I have articles like this one. In U.S., less education means more H1N1 concern. That's how Reuters spun this article that, oh, educated people won't take it, but the uneducated will because they're smarter. Yes, they're really spinning things now. No educated people know to go check things out. Well, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in New Jersey. Steve, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, God bless you.
God bless you. What's on your mind?
I want to shed some background information on the Novartis Corporation, the manufacturers of that vaccine.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes.
My dad retired from that corporation over here in New Jersey. 2 years after retiring, unfortunately, he suffered a debilitating dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Now, I want to give you some background on this. It's called Novartis, N-O-V-A-R-T-I-S. They're a Swiss pharmaceutical corporation. Okay? They bought out the Ciba-Geigy, C-I-B-A-G-E-I-G-Y pharmaceutical corporation in the 90s. Okay?
Okay.
I just figured to give you some background information if you want to try to connect the dots somehow. But my dad retired after 2 years. He suffered a debilitating Alzheimer's, and at that time I was battling cancer myself.
All the studies state that if you take more than 3 flu shots, you double your chances of a neurological disorder or Alzheimer's. People don't believe me? Let's Google right now. Flu vaccine, Alzheimer's, and 3 shots, doubling in Alzheimer's. Now, I'm the kook for telling people they better think twice before they take it. Let me guess, your dad really believed in it all and took the shots?
Well, my dad didn't take the shots. You have to understand, this was 4 years ago. He retired. He worked for a
school. No, I understand, but he never took flu shots.
Not as far as I know.
Because you know that... It's an epidemic in people that take shots getting Alzheimer's. They have teenagers getting it now, and they say that's normal now.
Alex, my dad worked in chemical manufacturing for that company
over
the years.
I'm just warning people about the shots, but here it is, flu shots and Alzheimer's. Go ahead.
But the reason why Novartis sends a chill down my spine is because I'm intimately connected with this company because of my own personal experience through my dad working for them. This is why when I found out that they were the ones that manufactured this vaccine, were one of the pharmaceutical companies that manufactured this vaccine, it hit close to home for me because my dad retired from them.
Interesting. Anything else, sir?
No, that's about it. But I just wanted you, like I said, it's a Swiss pharmaceutical company that bought out Ciba Geigy Corporation.
No, I mean, I knew who they were, and yeah, I know they're one of the biggest. I know they're one of the biggest in the world, and all five of these big manufacturers of the H1N1 are all just leave a trail of wreckage behind them. God bless you. Appreciate the call, Steve. Fred, Brian, Ron, Robert, and others. Your phone calls are straight ahead in the fourth and final hour today. I'm going to recap all the top flu news. Then I'm going to get into what's happening with the dollar and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour of this syndicated radio transmission, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are now 5 days into the release of Fall of the Republic. It is the biggest success we've ever had, gauging by the first 4 or 5 days. I want to thank everybody out there for making it such a success. We're continuing with your phone calls, but I want to get into the latest on the Copenhagen, Denmark treaty. They want to tax dogs. They're saying dogs have as big a carbon footprint because they eat meat as your car. They're going to tax everything. You think the blood-sucking bureaucrats are bad now? They're just getting warmed up. Right now, Fred in Maine, you're on the air worldwide. Good to talk to you.
Alex.
Welcome.
The Republic. Alex?
Yes.
Bravo, man. The Fall of the Republic is absolutely excellent. Everybody needs to see this thing. And I'd like to make a simple suggestion to everyone handing out DVD copies to improve exposure to more people. I'm making a lot of these things, man. What I'm doing is I include a piece of paper along with each DVD, and I say, do your part to save America from tyranny, and then I say, print your name and pass this DVD to a friend or loved one as soon as possible. Leave about 20 lines, and I'm the first name, and I hand them out that way.
And the power, I agree, if you tell people, make copies yourself, then it's exponential. One DVD can turn into a million. It's unbelievable what we can do to the bankers. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and now I think that's going to happen, Alice. The only other thing I want to say is I really love your rants, man. They're articulate, profound, very amusing, and they cut right to the truth.
Well, thank you. Anything else?
No, that's it, man. God bless you.
How many have you handed out so far?
I just got the one that I ordered along with the FEMA camp one. I'm going to be handing out over 100.
Awesome. God bless you, sir. Wonderful job. Man, that's good to hear. And the word is that the people are knee-deep in Fall of the Republic. We started shipping these out Monday. The official release date was Wednesday at PrisonPlanet.tv. Highest quality anywhere. You can see it on the web. But we normally start mailing the DVDs out on the release date. I said, no, let's mail them out a little bit early. So some people had them by Tuesday, a lot of folks by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We are now up to around October 20th. We're still a little bit behind. So everybody that pre-ordered, most of those people, it's been shipped out to. The next few days, they're going to get caught up to the release date, and then we should be fully caught up. We hire some seasonal help a few times a year when we release a film, but we're really trying to get the highest quality original DVD out to everybody. That's the way to get it. because the copies you make from this are going to look the best, and it gives us a little bit of financial support. Infowars.com to order this or call 888-253-3139. But a lot of people are downloading the DivX version that's super high quality, not as good as the DVD, but close, and burning that to disk, and I want to thank you. Keep it up. Let's talk to Brian in Mass. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I have a proposal for you for Massachusetts residents. I've been in contact with some of the bigwigs on YouTube as far as the Patriot movement goes. I threw this idea out at a few people, and I wanted to get a hold of you, and I figured what better way than to do it live.
Sure.
In regards to your campaign you ran with the Obama poster contest.
Yes.
I was thinking of running a campaign in Massachusetts for all Massachusetts residents with private property, business owners, what have you, to post on their property a sign that somewhat parodies a campaign sign when, you know, the politician schmucks want to, you know, during election season, you know, ask to put that on your property, you know, to campaign for them. Something that would resemble that in defiance to the bill that they're putting through the S-2028.
Yes.
Actually, it is. Yes, it's S-2028. In defiance to this tyranny, that they will not enter our homes without a warrant. You know, this is bogus. And
stay there. We got a break. For those that don't know, they passed a bill in Massachusetts saying we can come in your house without warrants, forcibly inject you, and if you don't, we're going to take you to prison and fine you. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going back to your phone calls here in just a moment. I was just watching CNN during the break, and there was John Kerry up there at the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. A decade ago, we talked about the CFR, and Limbaugh and everybody would say it didn't exist. We were lying kooks, and they didn't want world government, even though every one of their bi-monthly publications titled Foreign Affairs calls for world government, a new world order, and defines it. And world government is in the Copenhagen-Denmark Treaty. See, a decade ago, 20 years ago, if people would have listened to all the patriots warning about global government, we wouldn't have been robbed by the banks. We wouldn't have had NAFTA and GATT and been deindustrialized. We wouldn't have had all this corruption, the open borders, the bankrupt southern and western states. But instead now, we are deindustrialized, we are bankrupt, and the very group that engaged in all of this corruption and takeover, they are now wanting even more power. And the very Al Gore who sold NAFTA and GATT in the Larry King debates with Ross Perot that we document in Fall of the Republic, he is the individual now ramming through the greenhouse gas emission treaty that totally takes over our lives. And I'm going to cover that after we take some more calls. But before we go back to Brian and Mass, where they're trying forced inoculations and passing quarantine laws and mass arrest laws to match up with the federal laws and the UN edicts under level six. Before we do that, I do want to encourage listeners. You have got 19 days to complete 20 minutes with the president. Sunday, November 15th is the deadline to have them in at contest@infowars.com. This is $14,000, and we've gotten a lot of great entries, and we're getting new ones all the time. You can go to 20minuteswiththepresident.com, just 20 with thepresident.com, or there's a banner up on Infowars.com to get you there, and you can watch some of the entries. Rob Dew's handling the contest, and he's in Detroit, Canada, and in D.C., shooting for Fall of the Republic 2 with Aaron, but when he gets back, we're going to add a whole bunch more. Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo are going to be writing articles about it. Everybody wins that enters the contest. You can take the 20 minutes with the president script, the 20 bullet points are the most important. You can do the whole thing and reenact it. You can do part of it. You can improvise. You can change it. Whatever is the best, you will win $14,000 first place, $1,000 second place, $500 third place. And later in that week, on that Thursday or Friday, we've got to have time to watch all the entries. But by November 20th, we will do a live radio show with Charlie Sheen and have the winner on with us, and you will win the money. I'm paying for the second and third place. Charlie's paying for the first place. $14,000, and everybody wins who enters because they learn about 9/11 and false flag terror. They learn about 6 of the 10 9/11 commission members. 6 of the 10 9/11 commission members who've come out and said it was a cover-up, a fraud, a lie, a scam. Get involved in this. This is a historical contest, and I know there are great filmmakers and documentary filmmakers or laymen out there. It can be two women. It can be two men. It can be a man and a woman. It can be a black guy and a white guy playing the part of Charlie Sheen and the president. Or it can be improvised another way. It can be long. It can be short. It can be one part. It can be two parts. It can be three parts. Whoever does the best job will win the $14,000. But regardless, when you enter, we're going to post the videos. The smallest videos will get tens of thousands of views, and they are. The big video, the winners will probably get hundreds of thousands, if not millions, and they'll float around on the internet forever. This is such an exciting contest. 20minuteswiththepresident.com. Get involved today. You can go find the script, the information, everything at 20minuteswiththepresident.com. You can do video clip entries with a voiceover, however you want. Whatever Charlie thinks is the most moving, he's watching them all and he likes them. He's really impressed. You will win the $14,000 and be on air with Charlie Sheen with us. Show 20MinutesWithThePresident.com. Okay, let's go quickly now. Brian, for those that don't know, tell them what's happening in Massachusetts.
Well, they passed a bill, and from what I understand, it's just awaiting the governor, Patrick Duvall, to sign it into law. And it basically, the verbiage, if you read the bill, it's just insanity. What they say they want to do, enter your homes all over some bogus swine flu. I clearly...
But the way it's written, it could be for other emergencies in the future.
Absolutely. And under it, it just like they gave immunity to all the pharmaceutical companies with the swine flu, it gives anybody involved, any law enforcement, any medical entities, anything, total immunity, no matter what they do or any actions they take against the citizens. You talk to, you know, I can go out on the streets right now and talk to people. They have no idea this is going on. Ironically, Massachusetts, the birthplace of liberty, is becoming the birthplace of tyranny. You know, and this is just an experiment because, you know, even an article I read this, you know, other states are in the process of implementing the same proposals. You know what I mean? So I'm just hoping that, you know, with your help or something, we could do some kind of campaign like that, which I think, you know, if we peppered the properties of, you know, most of the anyone who wake up in Massachusetts, you know, put this up. I mean, there's no way.
Absolutely.
Mainstream media can ignore this anymore.
Sir, I appreciate your call. Look, that contest with the Obama Joker poster image that our listeners put up in hundreds of communities around the country and the world, making news in Japan, Germany, England, the United States, South America, that was big because listeners took action. And I can only do so many contests, so many events, so many ideas. We talk about Massachusetts. We talk about the forced inoculations. I spent the first and second hour on the flu and Obama's civil emergency. And yes, but people in that state need to stand up. They do plan to forcibly inject. They do plan to quarantine. That's in the national executive order and the UN rules. All we can do is cover what's happening. Everything else is up to the people. I am powerless without the people. I am absolutely powerless. I mean, I look at the news in front of me, and I want to get into this climate. Taxes on dogs, taxes on your cars, taxes on everything. Mobile phones confirmed to be causing brain cancer. Mainstream news. Again, taxes on everything with the carbon taxes. The Copenhagen Treaty coming up. I've got it all here. We're going to go over it. That's in my next stack. We're being hit from all sides. It's like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts wrote an article today, "Are you ready for the next emergency?" And he says, "I can't even chronicle how fast the corruption and pure tyranny is." One of these forms of takeover that are happening is enough for us to completely abolish the government and start it over again, according to the Declaration of Independence. I mean, it's just total takeover, total looting, total robbing, and we ain't seen nothing yet, as they say. Ron in Vermont. Ron, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you rebroadcasting your broadcast 24/7 because sometimes I miss things and, you know, I just need to hear them again. And it's almost like a deconditioning, you know, from all the years I've been watching, you know, regular television. And I need that.
And we all need it. Listen, we all need it. I catch myself being propagandized. I catch myself all the time. I understand more. I see how they operate. I mean, it is a fight to even be awake under this mind control.
You know, I just wanted to tell you how I stumbled upon Alex Jones. You know, if somebody told me to tune into PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars, I would have said, boy, that's kind of off the wall. But, you know, I had a chemical exposure to HF, buffered HF, which is hydrofluoric acid. And because it was buffered, it didn't burn, so I didn't really know I had it. But what happened was it started to just break down my body, and I've been fighting this thing, and I've been looking for answers, and I found Dr. Blaylock online. And I went to YouTube, and he was on your show. And, you know, I was getting treated, and my other doctor tried to use other halogens, because that's what fluoride is, to kind of displace it. But when I used iodine to get rid of it, it kind of made me worse, and I only found out through Blaylock that if you do that, then you can leach out too much, and you can, like, re-poison yourself. So I really appreciate you, you know, having him on, because he really knows what he's talking about.
Well, let me break that down. I mean, Dr. Blaylock is a top brain surgeon. He invented a whole bunch of different types of brain surgeries. He discovered excitotoxins that is now in thousands of medical periodicals. I mean, he is a top scientist, and he's telling you what MSG and sodium fluoride and other forms of fluoride and vaccines are doing. And we have expert after expert after expert. None of this is my opinion. But did Dr. Blaylock's information help you any?
Oh, absolutely. And your sponsors that you have, I can't thank you enough. Because, what is it, Zeolite, that has been tremendous for detox and the hemp, the micro plant food. And now I have Berkey filters. The thing is, you know, when you try to combat something like this, because the fluoride itself is breaking down, you know, my enamel and things like that, my teeth, and my sister's a dentist, and, you know, because of that, I'm leaching out even more mercury from my amalgam fillings.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're on the road to recovery. We're going to break and coming back with more calls and more news on this Monday edition, the 26th day of October 2009. I'm Alex Jones. The ball's in your court with Fall of the Republic, folks. Don't count on others. Get it. Make copies.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The main reason Obama has declared a civil emergency is so they can use the swine flu as a cover to put in more threat fusion centers, more federal money to the states, further takeover of our community unconstitutionally, and so they can give an untested, experimental, admittedly dangerous vaccine to the public. And if he declares an emergency, it scares everybody into going out and taking the shot. That's it. I don't think they're going to have mass quarantines and lockdowns and roundups, except for Massachusetts, where they're passed the law, and they may try it there. It's one thing to pass a law. It's another thing. I could claim I was emperor of the world, or I could claim I was Buck Rogers. It'd be another thing to actually conquer the world or become Buck Rogers, or Duck Dodgers in the 21st century, as Daffy Duck says. another lame attempt at humor. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Talk about a lame attempt at humor. What a perfect intro for me, Alex. How you been?
Good, Tim. What's on your mind?
A few things I wanted to get off my screen here. What do you think? Are you hearing any chatter about school districts? Our local school district here in the past couple of years built 10 spanking brand new buildings with the windows that don't open or close on the inside.
Everything's a prison, a lockdown. The schools are federalization centers to tax and take over your towns. There's nothing local about them unless you totally take over your communities. The more schools we get, the dumber the kids get. And now they want the kids to go year-round and stay there after hours. And the state is taking your children. They're announcing in Illinois and California that they want to make homeschooling illegal, saying the state owns your children.
At the same time, they laid off 249 teachers while they built 10 brand-new buildings.
Well, that's why the local boss hogs always want the federalization of schools, because that's a local payoff, is those building contracts.
And a bit of advice to the people in Massachusetts, if you don't have guns, take a look at two movies real close, Braveheart and Home Alone.
Tim, good to hear from you. Robert in California, you're on the air, and then Eric, Vanessa, Mark, and others. Go ahead, Robert.
Alex, how are you?
Good.
Hey, thank you for what you're doing. You were just mentioning about them saying they own the children. My son, we're here in San Diego, and he came home and had some paperwork there, and the paperwork from the teacher was saying, we own you when you're in the school.
Yes, so they issue those for years, and they fine parents if the kids don't finish the homework. It's total garbage.
What I wanted to call you about, my wife caught this the other evening. We were watching one of the baseball games or whatever it was, championships, and they had a commercial on Wendy's is promoting North American beef made in North America.
Yes, all the labeling now says North American. And 2 years ago, I got a letter from the Texas Department of Labor saying you now send your forms not to the feds, but to the North American Bureau. So you look, we're in the North American Union.
Exactly. You know, can I say something to the guys in Massachusetts? I think a better sign to put up would be the one that I remember as a kid when you wandered off into someone's private property that showed the guy with a barrel of a shotgun saying, warning, you come into my property, you'll get your head blown off. I think those are the signs we need to put up that we will defend our property. And Jesus said to go out and get yourself a sword and protect your family. If not, you were worse than an infidel. So we need to be as Christian and as patriots, defend our families. And this tyranny has got to stop.
It does. But look, everybody's up in arms about mass, saying they can come in your house and take you away for no reason. What about knock and talk under federal grants? It's not just Illinois and Massachusetts and California, police states. I remember 6-7 years ago, Dallas Morning News, in the wealthy areas, they normally test it out on the poor people, they come to your door during the day, they admit they case the home to make sure the husband's not at home, and they say, we want to search your house for illegal guns. And they force their way in past the woman. And I mean, they're getting the police ready for when they have all these gun buybacks. They did that in England, in Australia, in New Zealand before they banned most guns. They admit what they're doing. The image of all these police behind tables with people handing their guns in, and then the image of the guns being smashed or thrown away, being demolished, being destroyed. That is to condition everybody to seeing that image. Just like for at least a decade, they've got billboards I've seen all over the United States that say, report illegal guns. Report illegal guns. And they show a hand with a revolver. And then your neighbor thinks if they see a revolver that it's illegal. It's not illegal, but they're preying on the government and the corporate controllers use the stupidest, dumbest people as their minions. And many Americans don't know what their state capital is. They don't know the three branches of government. They don't even know who the vice president is. They don't care. They don't care. They're just complete morons. And we're in a race to educate these jackasses. More of your calls. I'm going to get into the global greenhouse gas taxes and a lot more on the other side of this quick break in the final 30 minutes. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Government corruption had just been growing and growing and growing, and the establishment would deny that government corruption could even possibly exist or that conspiracy could exist. But you saw the balloon family with the fake balloon hoax. They're being charged with conspiracy. No conspiracy exists. We're going to get into the global carbon tax, the latest developments there. Also talk to some filmmakers here in just a moment. I haven't thanked any of the sponsors today here on the show, so I'm going to do that now. I believe in these sponsors. I think they have high-quality products. I use all the products I'm about to mention, and I hope you'll check out their websites. Frontsight.com, they have a great deal running right now where you can get a 30-state concealed weapons permit, a 5-day training course in handgun, rifle, and shotgun, and a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. This is the best time of year to take the courses. They fill up quickly, so check them out today at frontsight.com. They have a free newsletter and a lot of free information as well at frontsight.com. Find out how you can get the free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice today at frontsight.com. Continuing with our sponsors, eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com is the name in high-quality storable foods. Hate it when I got to sneeze on air. Ah, hit the cough button there. eFoodsDirect.com, ladies and gentlemen. No GMO, no hybrid seeds, high quality. They pack this stuff up every week, every month. I've asked them, usually the food they're shipping out is about a week and a half old. Regular food you get can be 5, 10, 15 years old. Total crap that just recirculates around endlessly. No, not the folks at eFoodsDirect.com and triple enamel cans. They ship it to you quick. They have 3-day, 7-day, 1-month supplies, 1-year supplies. This is who I've chosen to get my storable foods from. E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Give them a call today. Don't wait anymore in these crazy times. Get storable foods today, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. We got big fat links to eFoodsDirect.com up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And in closing, the super high quality, incredibly affordable, a Cola Blue line of atmospheric water generators, or to Luke Skywalker, they're moisture evaporators. They just grab water out of the air. It hadn't come out of a well or out of a sewer or out of a dirty lake. It's out of the air, then it goes through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. It's stored in an illuminated with antifungal, antibacterial light in a stainless steel container. Beautiful units. Ecolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, Ecolablue.com, the best in water filtration you can get anywhere. Okay, I wanted to have these guys on today. We're going to go ahead and jam calls in with them as well. We'll have them back up in the next few months. Because I was in the film, and I think it's a fair film. Our enemies can see things in it that they don't like about us. But overall, I think it shows the human side of us, and it's also well done. It's got Jack McClam in it, Luke Radowski, myself, and many others. It's a New World Order, and it hits store shelves everywhere this week. And no, I don't own the film. I'm not profiting from it being in stores, but I think people should get it. We do sell it, though, at our shopping cart, only place you can get it from us. We do have it discounted with Fall of the Republic. If you'd like to get the two films together at Infowars.com. It aired on Independent Film Channel to the highest viewership they've ever gotten on the on-demand. And it has a fresh look at the reality that the false left-right paradigm simply can't offer. far behind the media, contrived Democrat and Republican political circus, or government-funded fake news PR packages, are powerful bankers, presidential advisors, and European leaders meeting quietly in secret to advance a global agenda for total control. It's the reality that the mainstream media refuses to cover, and it's the underreported truth that the subjects of the film New World Order will stop at nothing to expose. Film producers from C-Think, the directors Andrew Neil and Luke Meyer join us today. Good to have you guys on. No, long time no talk.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
It's great to be back here, Alex.
Guys, tell us, I mean, last time I talked to you a few months ago when it aired on IFC, you were telling me record viewership. I talked to IFC. They said that it was just gangbusters. If that's any idea of what Ventura's TV show is going to be like on True TV, it's pretty exciting.
There's actually an update to that. It turns out it wasn't just the most successful one on IFC download, but actually in all of cablevision ever.
For documentary.
So it was a tremendous success on television. So that's great.
Well, I didn't know that. So what should that tell the establishment? It should be pretty clear to the establishment that the people want to know about the New World Order. And how stupid does the establishment look? Your film seems to have come out at the perfect time for mainstream television, because now open world government's being announced, open banking controls being announced, open global carbon taxes being pushed. Everything we talk about is unfolding publicly.
Yeah, and I think that what it demonstrates is that people are interested in not looking at cardboard cutouts or two-dimensional stereotypes of people, you know, that are classified as quote unquote conspiracy theorists. So, you know, our job with the film was to humanize people in the movement, get to know them, why they believe what they believe, how they got to where they were in their life, and what their lives were like. And so, you know, we feel like it's a really, you know, it's a clear message that people want to see, you know, unbiased takes on subject matter.
Your phone's breaking up a bit, but absolutely. Let's get Mr. Meyer to comment. Of course, I could all just call you Davis, Davis, and Davis. I kept calling you all Davis. Let's go to Davis number two, Luke Meyer. Luke, your take on all this.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. It's sort of been clear for a little while now, but just also with those numbers, it's pretty clear that these are issues that people have a hunger to find out more information about. And that there's a general rising interest in counter mainstream media information sources.
Well, are you glad you made a film about the New World Order?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it was an incredible experience, and we got to go all over the world, and I think Luke and I both learned a lot, and we got to know a lot of people that, you know, we consider to be our friends now. It was a wild ride, you know, like Chantilly, Virginia, and Turkey, and getting followed by cops and undercover agents and all that stuff was definitely things that I had never done before, and were really an eye-opening experience.
Andrew, we've got Luke Meyer on with us, but we're going to reconnect to you. You've got a bad landline. We're going to call you right back, Andrew. Luke, where do you go from here? Where does the film New World Order go from here?
Well, as you said at the beginning of it, I'm sorry, did you lose Andrew on there? Because we're actually on the same line.
Okay, well, he's on a cordless or something. You're on a hard line, he's on a cordless?
Okay. Yeah, he's going to switch phones.
I'm guessing he's on a cordless. It's just the point is, or get close to the jack there.
Okay.
While we play telephone, we've got a little string up to New York. You guys in New York right now?
We're in New York, yeah. But where's the film at? The film, like you said, the film just came out on DVD, and as we said before, you know, it had those record-breaking on video on demand numbers earlier, but I don't think they do the video on demand anymore. It periodically still does play on the Independent Film Channel, but it's only periodically that it runs on their cycle. So now the best way to see it is on DVD, and we're just trying to get that in front of as many people as possible.
Absolutely. We have it comboed up right now at Infowars.com with Fall of the Republic. But expanding from there, sometimes IFC films, like Waking Life was a film produced by Tommy Pilato and Rick Linkletter with IFC. That went on to Showtime and HBO. and other places. Is there any chance it's going to end up also being on HBO or other channels?
I don't think so. I think it's, as far as television, it's going to just play on the independent film channel. We're looking into trying to get it shown in various places in other countries, but there's been nothing fully settled with that yet.
What's exciting is that it was number one on both fronts, on demand and did they tell you the actual ratings, or did they tell you by how much it beat any other documentary? Or because this is pretty exciting.
I didn't get specific numbers. We just got an email saying this was the most ever.
But if you look at who Cablevision owns, you know, you could start to do a comparison against, you know, the kind of films that it was beating out. So clearly it was getting major numbers, you know.
Have you guys taken your flu shot?
I have not taken a flu shot.
Me neither.
So does that mean
your flu shot, Alex?
No, I haven't. So I'm asking, I mean, did you guys wake up making this film?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a number of things about making this film that changed my life. And I think one of the primary things that I think I went in not really having a full grasp of was what rights were as a filmmaker. And actually, I have to say, hanging around with you, Alex, and Luke Radowski really taught me a lot about what I'm allowed to do with a camera. And I think before I made this movie, I kind of had that attitude about police officers that I think, to some extent, the police kind of like you to have, which is whatever we say you have to do, and you don't have the right to shoot on the street and all that kind of stuff. And I kind of felt like, you know, to some extent I sort of just cowered and did what they said. And I think after shooting this film, myself.
Andrew, your phone went out again. As much as I'd like to be able to hear this, I'm not sure what's going on with it. Are you on a cordless phone?
Yeah, we're on wireless phones.
Rule number one in radio. Don't use cordless phones or cell phones. Rule number two, don't use cordless phones or cell phones.
Oh,
rule number three,
no,
it's all right. I want to be able to hear what you have to say. Well, I mean, everywhere you went, including I was there with you in D.C., you can be 200 yards away from a monument in a park, and they walk over and go, turn them off. You go, show me the law. Boy! But you can go to Soviet Russia, or I guess if you get in a time machine, you can go to Russia today. They don't do that. How is this liberty and freedom? But go ahead and finish up with that. Your phone started cutting out. Let's see if it's back. I mean, how many times do you have police come up and tell you to turn your camera off?
Yeah, no, what I said, which I don't know how much of it you caught, but was that just by the process of making the movie, the thing that was most valuable to me was what I learned about what my rights were as a filmmaker. And what I said was hanging out with you and Luke really taught me about what I'm entitled to as a filmmaker, and taught me, you know, that I don't have to just cower to the police and do whatever they say, and that it kind of to some extent I grew up in a libertarian environment, I think, but like it kind of reinvigorated me in terms of remembering what my rights were and what I was entitled to, and it kind of did cue me into the fact that I think to some extent the population, and it's something that you talk about a lot, Alex,
has been cowed, but your phone just did the same thing again.
Maybe you should try to reconnect.
No, it's a cordless phone. I know what it's doing. It's got low batteries or something.
All right, well, David said he's
or somebody's using a blender next door. Whatever. Your phone's back now. You're saying what it really cued you in on with the public. Go ahead.
It cued me into the fact that, you know, basically, many, many people sort of just get conditioned to assume that the police are really the law and you should never question them. And I think that's a very dangerous kind of attitude for a population as a whole to have. And so being in, you know, shooting this film and hanging out with you and other people in the movie, I think got me kind of reinvigorated about what my rights were.
Well, Andrew, it's not that we're looking for trouble with the police, but if you're in Austin, Texas, or you're in Dallas, or you're in New York, or you're in Los Angeles, or you're in D.C., and you're in a park with a video camera and police march over and meanly tell you you can't be there, and you see them doing it to tourists, and you see them doing it to teenagers, you know this is tyranny. And I watched that happen to you guys quite a lot. You called D.C. to get a permit to videotape, and the city said rightfully, there is no permit. But then you tell police that and private security guards, and they'd flip out. I know I witnessed it a half dozen times with you just in 2 hours of shooting in D.C. What?
Seeing that when you're in front of the White House and you have a conversation with the police officer there, and you're trying to tell him, look, I'm just doing my job. There's no reason why you should take any. They try to take our personal information, who we were, what we were doing, all that kind of stuff. And that's just like, you know, I think that's strange and sort of a dangerous paradigm.
And by the way, they were doing it to all the other tourists out there, not just us. But let me expand on that. In your film, and your film can be seen from two perspectives. You just show what happened. But with a camera, it only shows limited snapshots. There were Secret Service guys that we saw come out. And they had their shirts off, and they were watching us, and they were following us. And in the film, it's like I'm crazy going, they're Secret Service, when they were Secret Service, and they were following us down the block and down another street, sitting behind a hot dog stand watching us. Some people, a whole bunch of editorials have been written, one of them in New Republic, several others. But Psychology Today says I'm schizophrenic. It says I may be schizophrenic, and that I believe there was a Bilderberg meeting, that I was in a hotel having a full-blown hallucination, and that there was nothing going on there. Now, were there Capitol Police coming out? Were we being followed by guys on a bike? Was there a Bilderberg group meeting? Were there men behind trees at the Bilderberg group?
You know, as far as the man on the bike, like, I can't confirm that, but there were a lot of people around who seemed like they were, you know, surveillance people. But, you know, certainly at the Bilderberg group, when we were there, there were police following us, and, you know, at the Bilderberg group in Turkey, and, you know, I mean, that was all stuff that was, and that's what I think.
And unmarked cars, because a bunch of articles have also said I was having full-blown hallucinations, that cars were following me. They, guys, you know, with short haircuts would follow us off Bilderberg with their cars, make 6, 7, 8 turns with us. Was that guy following us in the green car spying on us?
Definitely.
Like, you're schizophrenic.
You know, that's what's interesting about, and I can also say, you know, we were definitely, I mean, in Istanbul, we started talking to the guys that were following us, almost literally.
No, like, don't exist. Istanbul doesn't exist. But there was a Bilderberg group meeting, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Madeleine Albright's now on TV saying we were there and that we bullhorned her. So, But Psychology Today, do you think Psychology Today and others are going to lose credibility saying that we had a full-blown mass hallucination together?
I mean, I think that's ridiculous. I think anyone who watches that movie, who looks at that and says there's no Bilderberg meeting, is like literally like deluded. And
it's worse than that. They talk to us like we're dumb. It's a mind trick. Going, you didn't see that.
Yeah, and a lot of, you know, people who, you know, often, you know, sometimes the film was editorialized, you know, well, it was, you know, immoral to let these people say this without, you know, offering, you know, the other side of the thing or whatever. And, you know, what we really did not want to do was have some quote-unquote expert commenting on...
Stay there.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
I'll have to have Davis and Davis, also known as Andrew Neil and Luke Meyer, back on the show with us to take your calls the next few weeks for a full hour. Tell the filmmakers what you thought of their documentary. I think it's pretty darn good, and hope you get it. Some of the other news before I go back to them here in the final segment. Prince Andrew defends big bonuses for banks and brokerage firms. What a little crook. George Soros is saying Wall Street profits were gifts from the state. He always plays the part of the guy fighting it when he's one of the biggest people involved in it. Obama hits out at climate naysayers saying we will be defeated and that it's going to pass the Senate in the next month, that he's going to sign the Copenhagen-Denmark Treaty. And what does that do? Well, I have the news here. Oh, no, that's the article about cell phones confirmed to cause brain cancer. But it just turns out they knew in the early 90s it did that. But so what? It gets rid of the... How dogs damage the planet like a 4x4, using as much energy as a 4x4 vehicle. We need a global tax on dogs. That's the Daily Express. Folks, this is the type of news that I have in front of me. Are you going to enjoy your new carbon tax and your home inspections, Andrew Neil and Luke Meyer?
No, I won't enjoy that at all. You know, I think like really what, and it's something that you talk about a lot, Alex, and some of the footage that wasn't in the actual film, and I think there's a little bit of it in the extras, is just that, you know, like when a society gets bloated and sick, it's very difficult for them to see what their own problems are. And you know, I think it goes back to what I was saying about what I learned about making the film is that, you know, it's like in a society that is too comfortable in certain ways, you know, a lot of people can kind of...
It's like a society that's too comfortable with a bad cordless phone. You just cut out again. That's a good place to bring in Luke Meyer. Luke, are you ever going to make any more films about the New World Order? Are you going to, I guess you've already moved on to other issues.
I can't say for sure. I mean, I feel like a lot of what we wanted, or at least a lot of what I wanted to say about, or like to look into with this film, I feel like we were able to in this film. So there's not a similar film on the coattails of this film lined up yet. I'm not currently in production on the next film. I'm sort of taking some time in between, but I couldn't tell you for sure, Al.
We really want to get into fiction stuff.
Yeah, there's not enough of that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are great filmmakers, and I was honored to be part of your production. It's the fairest thing we've seen from the mainstream media yet. We'll see what Time Warner tries to do with Ventura's TV show coming up in December and January. But I think you guys did focus a bit on the hokey, but we are a bit hokey. So we did do the things that you have in the film. And I think overall it's a good film because it gets the detractors to plug it. And we found the film's actually been waking a lot of people up. So it was great having you guys on. It's in stores everywhere this week, New World Order. And I like the new. I mean, I know I'm on several of the movie posters, but I like the new one with a shark fin going through the water. Who came up with the idea for that?
I haven't seen that poster. Which poster are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a poster for New World Order that says New World Order, and there's water with a shark fin.
Oh, I don't know about that, but it sounds good.
It is good. I'm like, damn, why did not think of that?
I'll tell you, the next film we want to make is an Alex Jones biopic. We want to know more about Alex Jones.
So does, not bragging, but three reality TV shows, and I've said, no. But
you never know. You may have Davis, and Davis right back in your face before you know it.
All right. Hey, guys, good seeing you. Folks can get New World Order at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get Fall of the Republic while you're at it. Retransmission starts now. Great job, crew.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.